I guess it was the end of the show Wednesday. I listened to the last clip, about 40 seconds long, probably 25 times, over and over.
I don't know why I get a kick out of when you're so happy with stuff.
I had nothing to do with this one.
Well, you're happy with it, apparently.
Yeah. Through this last break, Kinsey, Dr. Thornton left.
Right.
Happy Thanksgiving, Kinsey. She goes, yeah, when is that? Is that on a Thursday this year? Oh, but this year it is.
It is. He wasn't lying to you, Kinsey.
This year it's on a Thursday.
Yeah.
Is it every Thursday, every, all the time?
No, that would get old if we had 52 Thanksgivings.
Yeah, that'd be showing too much thanks.
Is it?
Stop with the thanks. We're full.
Is it? It's on Thursday
every year.
Every year. I know.
A leap year.
Leap year throws it out of whack.
Yeah.
Right.
On leap year.
I know.
It's on Tuesday night.
No.
Alfie?
Yeah.
He obviously had his mic off.
See what you did? You interrupted.
Just that one immediate burst.
That's amazing.
Because he knew if he left his mic on, she'd hear him laughing, and she'd know she was wrong on all of it.
Right.
I didn't even think to look. I can see in a studio if I look up at the TV monitor.
Oh, okay. He's losing his mind.
How long had that been going on before you flipped your mic on?
Oh, since we came back from break. Since the two of y'all had her confused about when it was Thursday, and then when you got her to sort of accept that, yeah, it's on a leap year, it's Tuesdays.
Yeah, it changes. Changes on a leap year. I know.
Yes. God.
Thursday
every year.
I know.
A leap year.
Leap year throws it out of whack.
Yeah.
Right.
On leap year.
I know.
It's on Tuesday night.
No.
Alfie?
Yeah.
He obviously had his mic off.
Man, that's like gritty.
See what you did? You interrupted him listening to the show.
And I think he kept going all the way through the plugs.
Yeah, he was gone. For more information on the Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for the Russ Martin Show audio archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanO'Malley.com, and AlfieCoy.com. You can find and follow us on Facebook, Twitter.
It didn't get to a point I couldn't see the console. Everything was just a foggy blur. It looked like an old Doris Day movie. I went, all right, I know something's down here someplace.
Yes.
Oh. I don't leave here. It's Tuesday night. No. Okay, let me close this out or I'm going to keep playing it.
Do you have it figured out now, Kinsey?
I do. I believe I do. It is every Thursday, every November. I didn't mean every Thursday all the time.
Oh, we knew that.
It's always Thursday.
Gotcha.
Only in November. Towards the end.
Which Thursday?
And the look she just gave you. Woof.
the back one. The one on the bottom of the... It's on the bottom of the calendar.
Do you mean the last Thursday in the month?
No. The...
Stupid.
The second one.
It's the second Thursday?
The second to last. The...
That would be the third.
Mm-mm. Wait.
The third Thursday. Which Thursday is it?
The third Thursday is equivalent to the second to last Thursday. Boom.
Didn't I just say that?
Sort of. I feel like I'm getting sucked in.
So, which Thursday is it? The third one or the last one?
It's Today's the 21st.
Yes.
Okay, so. 16, 17, 28, 29. Okay, so.
You're up.
Yeah, the mic's off.
Look at that. She's learning.
I just told her if I turn your mic off, it means we got to move on. You know, she's standing over there thinking, did I miss Thanksgiving this year?
It was yesterday, Kenzie.
What?
By your calculations.
I'm curious why it always falls on a Thursday.
I have no idea.
Hmm. Okay.
Maybe whenever Congress decided to pass it as a holiday, they thought, why limit ourselves to a three-day weekend when we can have four or five? Because most people take the Wednesday off anyway. And for that matter, why even come to work at all?
All right.
You want to play it again?
Not all of it.
You can play a little bit of it.
Yeah, I want to hear if that's isolated in that part.
Which part?
The very when he comes out of the gate.
Is it? It's on Thursday
every year. It's,
I know.
A leap year.
Leap year throws it out of whack.
Yeah.
Right.
On leap year.
I know.
It's on Tuesday night.
No.
Alfie?
Yeah.
What
the hell?
And I liked the hope in her voice when I said, Alfie? She goes, yeah, like, all right, he's going
to
help me.
That's right. Alfie to the rescue.
Tuesday night.
No.
Alfie?
Yeah.
What the hell?
He obviously had his mic off.
See what you did? You interrupted him listening to the show.
This was about the time I couldn't see.
I can't see.
For more information on the Russ Martin Show,
go to russmartin.com. I love that laugh. His laugh.
Okay. I'm done.
You confirmed it.
You want to read that email from Captain Cone?
Yeah, I'd love to.
There. When you forwarded that to me, I went, all right, we're screwed.
You thought you were in trouble?
Well, it's making fun of the short firefighter that couldn't make it up into the – obviously, he made it up into the window.
He did. We don't know how much assistance. I'll read the story again.
I think it deserves it because with the weather and Bill Cosby being raping every woman in the country,
yes,
it's kind of got pushed to the back burner. And it was a big story.
Yes, it was. The story is from Wednesday. It happened Tuesday night, I believe. Firefighters resuscitated a 5-year-old girl after a fire in Garland Wednesday morning. Sorry, Wednesday morning is what happened. Garland Fire Department spokesman Joe Harn said firefighters responded to a house fire. Garland Fire Department Assistant Chief Carl Cohn said they were met by a grandmother in the front yard who stated her granddaughter was still in the back bedroom. Chief Cohn said a firefighter had to crawl through the girl's window to rescue her from the house. He said you have a firefighter who is 5'8", getting through a window that's 6 foot off the ground, so it took some effort. The girl was not breathing when she was removed from the house. Officials said firefighters performed CPR and were able to start her breathing again. And her family told NBC5 that she was sedated but expected to make a full recovery and no firefighters were hurt. Everybody's happy.
And not once do they mention the firefighter that crawled into that window.
No.
Into the burning house.
And then, dear Dan and Russ.
This is from the assistant chief.
Carl Cohn.
Who is the Garland Fire Department.
Yeah, who's quoted in the story. He says, I gotta admit, the Benny Hill theme song being played over the PA at most residential fires in North Texas would be brilliant.
I made this for him.
Regarding the firefighter with the legs kicking, he may be 5'10". But the reporter asked if we encountered any hazards while entering the house, and I didn't think my initial instinct to say, fire? was appropriate.
What problems do you normally run into when entering a house? Fire.
Yeah. He said, I'm proud of my guys. They adapt and overcome daily, even the short ones. Fan of the show, but more importantly, huge fan of the work you do for first responders throughout North Texas. You do some great things, and we appreciate it. Thanks, Assistant Fire Chief Carl Cohn, Garland Fire Department. I just love that. Regarding the firefighter with the legs kicking, he may be 5'10", but the reporter asked if we encountered any hazards while entering the house, and I didn't think my initial instinct to say, fire was appropriate.
How did he pick up a couple of inches in a couple of days?
My guess is the way Chief Cohn makes it sound.
Because initially, Chief Cohn was the one that said you got a 5'8" fireman and a 6-foot window.
Right. Well, my guess is that someone from that house, maybe the firefighter himself, contacted Chief Cohn and said, hey, 5'10", not 5'8". 5'10" with the boots on.
And the hat.
And the hat. Right. Not 5'8".
Now without everything, I'm about 4.
Sometimes you got to look up at the Dalmatian.
Maybe it makes more sense to have, again, no offense to the short firefighter.
Uh-oh.
Because he saved that girl's life. But it makes more sense to have short ones because think how many you could pack into one engine. You see it all the time at the circus.
Yeah, you have a point there. And also, if you know, if you're manning a hose, it helps to have a good low center of gravity. Have you ever seen a 7-foot-tall firefighter?
I'm just thinking of him holding that hose and they turn it on. He's by himself. Oh, man, I look like one of them car wash wants when somebody lets go of it and they just put quarters in.
Just being tossed around in the front yard. Somebody help.
Somebody want to grab one in? Or turn the water off?
Then the captain has to look up and there goes Steve again. Someone get him down.
Screw the ladder. Turn the water hose on.
Yeah.
Launch him.
Hey, would you guys stop laughing? Can somebody turn the water off?
Come on, Steve, ride it. Only another 6 seconds. You got this one.
You'll have the station house record.
You'll be the winner of the water hose rodeo. Here we go.
Oh, that's fantastic. He may be 5'10". Got to set the record straight there, Chief. Don't want the little guy coming after you.
Okay. I sent a Assistant Chief Cohn an email as well.
Mm. Did you send him that clip?
No. I didn't really want to push it. I just said, I hope. I copied you on it, Dan.
Yeah.
I thanked him for the kind words. I said, you know, I hope the short jokes weren't offending.
Yeah.
I said, typically, I don't like to make fun of heroes, but man, I couldn't let that one go. Then I think to this department and said, luckily, we've never had to write a check to your department.
Yeah, Russ wrote, Chief Cohn, thank you, boss, for the kind words. I hope we didn't offend with the short jokes. I don't like to make fun of heroes, but I couldn't resist. As always, thank you for being there. I'm glad we've never had to write a check to your department. Garland Police Department Officer Ronnie Lerma was the only time we had to raise money for Garland. If you or your department ever need anything, you know where we are. And, all caps, stay off the freaking roofs.
Yes.
Much obliged, Russ.
Do you think I send him this clip?
I think he'd appreciate it.
Boss 9, copy number 5, back up.
Engine 5, receive. Can we start the rescue music, please?
I can't get the window.
Well, hang on. I'll give you a boost.
I'm a jumping.
Well, here, put your foot in my hands. It's probably too loud for them to have it, but I know they have the radios in their heads. But I would think I'd want to have some kind of rollout music, something to get you pumped up.
Well, I don't think Benny Hill would be it.
I'm not saying that would be the one to get everyone ready to go fight fire. No, but something that's, you know, motivating. It's like how like football players will listen to music before a game, get themselves pumped up.
That's what I do with sermons.
Yeah, yeah, you do the same thing.
I'll just put the one song on in the background and just
feel it.
Let it play for while I'm trying to come up with something. So, in fact, somebody sent me an email earlier this week. It said, do you write the sermons ahead of time? When, I think I told him, yeah. I forget. So I just have to take, I either take Chuck's music that, and let that loop, and it'll play for at least an hour while I'm making notes, just so I can get wound up.
Yeah. And it makes sense. It's because you're not only getting yourself wound up, but you're putting yourself in that mindset, and then you're staying in it, so it's keeping you amped up.
That's Chuck?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I did not know yet. Know that.
Oh, yeah, you can even... let's see.
That's awesome.
You can tell when he gets wound up.
Woo!
Man.
He'll,
yeah.
He'll take his hand and just flatten that keyboard. That's when you get the, and then he goes into the next thing. I watched him record stuff, and his legs are, they're kicking more than when I'm masturbating.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, he gets after it.
I remember this one time, yeah, the band almost stopped because they're like, Jesus, just, we need to hear, see, watch this. Damn.
So sometimes I'll let that play for however long it takes me, and it'll just loop. Because you just, I can't just sit down and go, hey, I need to write a sermon. There's got to be some type of inspiration. I either use that one or this.
Are you ready for a miracle?
Ready if I can be.
Ooh, are you ready for a miracle?
Ready
for your dream.
Oh, God.
See my arms?
Yep. It's like you got a little mountain range going. All them goosebumps.
Okay. The firemen, music to get them ramped up.
Yes.
You don't think rolling out of the firehouse with the sirens going?
No, I'm
my adrenaline would be going.
Oh, I'm sure. Absolutely.
We need theme music that we can play, you know, like Lieutenant Denzel, whatever he plays. Oh, probably. Okay. My guess would be the theme to Shaft or mm-hmm. something.
Yeah.
Or I got an email. They don't even know what the name of the song was. They just said, can I get a copy of Officer Lonnie's theme? So it's no longer called Let's Get It On.
Right. Ooh, I see a speeder.
That's another one that's sometimes I'll let that play if I'm just trying to calm down.
I can see that.
Gives me anxiety.
Why?
Because I know Rufus is coming.
Rufus is Officer Lonnie.
They could be interchangeable at times.
Thank God Officer Lonnie finds humor in it.
Yes, thank God is right. Have you met him yet?
No.
Okay. Do you know what he looks like?
I do not.
Okay.
Is he huge?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking. Because I don't know if it's one of those great ironies in life where God gave him that booming, powerful voice, and but in a little person body. I don't know.
Haven't you, Alfie, seen a picture of him?
Yeah, we looked him up one night.
We did?
Yeah, we were drinking, though.
Oh. What did he look like?
He's a good-looking man.
Oh, that's right. Who did I say he looked like?
Oh, I don't remember.
It was another actor. Man, it's close between Lieutenant Denzel, Lieutenant Lavender with Dallas Fire, and Officer Lonnie, whatever department he works for.
We've never said.
I don't think he wants anybody to know.
It's probably best. Although it's sad because you hear his voice. If you think you know him, you know him.
That's right. As soon as I get up to that window, they bitches roll it down. Why, they just start shooting out. Said, I'm sorry, baby. I had to ruin your carpet. But I got to use that siren. Damn. This music just makes me want to sit back and relax. Man, I'm too cool to ride tickets right now. I'm just chilling. Man, I gotta go find me a mirror and admire myself. I wonder how hot I look right now. And every time I ride a ticket, they enjoy every minute of it.
I bet.
And then we get it on.
No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't do that. You're a good cop.
That's after I ride the ticket. I'll make sure that they're cool with it. Who do you think I am, Bill Cosby?
Oh, no. See?
What did Bill do? I have to know.
What hasn't he done?
He's been accused. First of all, it started with one allegation of rape. I don't know how long ago. And then all of a sudden, chicks everywhere. And there was a new one that came out today. I think it said he raped Lou Ferrigno.
No, no. Lou Ferrigno's wife.
Oh, well, that's not as good. We'll be back.
Back to the Russ Martin Show.
3:36. First check on traffic over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles flight. Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Yahoo Live. Let's get started off in Fort Worth. Southbound 35W just after Highway 287, the Decatur cutoff. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic there is backed up back from Golden Triangle. In Arlington, eastbound I-20 just after New York Avenue, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Matlock Road. Into Grand Prairie, southbound 360 right at Riverside Parkway, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from 183. And finally in Dallas, northbound on the tollway just before Trinity Mills, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic there is jacked up, though, all the way back from Forest Lane. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Tonight, more scattered storms, a low of 58. Tomorrow, the rain continues. We hit a high around 64. Right now, 68 degrees at 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Do you want a chance to read through that first? Let me see if it's
the list of chicks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like a lot.
There's a lot. Yeah, see, let me count.
I had to pull it from CNN. And they've got so many stories on Bill Cosby. I was trying to find the one that was updated with the litany of chicks.
Right. All right. Want me to read the names or you want me to just count? I read, you count, or me just count?
I don't.
All right, there's one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. I don't think he raped all of Netflix, so nine.
Netflix.
Well, because they had the story highlighted with the different names of the chicks. I'm sorry, the women, I should say. So, like, Andrea Konstad, Joan Tarshis, Carla Ferrigno, and then you get down near the bottom under Barbara Bowman, and it goes to Netflix.
Oh.
So it makes it look like he got to Netflix.
I think he was working on a project with Netflix that they postponed, and they may have now canceled. And yep. He's losing dates, appearances, stand-up appearances.
Mm-hmm.
They're canceling on him.
Yeah, he just had one canceled in Vegas. He was working on NBC has also decided against moving forward with a Cosby project. TV Land, one of the networks that have reruns of the Cosby Show in the lineups, removed the sitcom from its programming schedule on Wednesday. TV Land also deleted the Cosby Show page from its website, and they did not respond to requests for comment.
And all these are allegations from years ago.
They are. And the weird thing that is so fascinating to me is how this started. Because it started, I'd say, about a month ago with a comedian doing a show somewhere, made a joke about Bill Cosby being
a rapist.
Yeah. And that was put online. He later responded and went viral. The comedian responded and said, I don't know why all of a sudden this is getting so much attention for a joke I've been doing for months, but it did. And well, then it just kept going.
That allegation and going. Had been around for a long time. It's right. Not like that. This guy just made it up as a joke. Oh, well, he rapes people.
Right. And he was basing it off of the lawsuit that Bill Cosby had settled with an accuser back in the mid-2000s.
But I think some of the allegations now go back to...
the 60s?
I think, yeah, 1969.
I think one was 67.
And in the CNN story, they broke it down, you know, kind of where Cosby was in his life. One of the first rapes came after he left the series I Spy that was big in the 60s with Robert Culp. And then the list just goes. What I don't get is now that Cosby can prove damages, he's lost events, he's losing money.
Right.
Maybe he doesn't want to sue him just to, I don't know. But anybody could come out and say, yeah, he raped me.
And it's almost...
and there's no way to prove it. You can't even prove that they ever met.
Right. Especially because, yeah, it's so long ago and even any sort of records may not exist. Like, I have cut number five. Definitely not. Cut number five. This was Janice Dickinson, former supermodel, saying that he had raped her back in 1982.
After dinner... in my room, he had given me wine and a pill, and the next morning I woke up and I wasn't wearing my pajamas, and I remember before I passed out that I had been sexually assaulted by this man. The last thing I remember was Bill Cosby in a patchwork robe, dropping his robe and getting on top of me. And I remember a lot of pain. I don't remember fighting him off. I just remembered what the... is going on.
Why not go to the police right then?
I was embarrassed and ashamed.
Did you ever tell anybody about this?
I can't remember that. I don't want to implicate anyone because Bill Cosby is a very powerful man.
I think she wrote a book in 2002.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was her memoir.
That mentioned Cosby maybe going out with him, but she said... I think in the book, she told him she wasn't going to have sex with him, and he just blew her off, and that was the entire story.
Right. However, she later said that she had the entire event in the book, but supposedly Bill Cosby's attorneys told her to take it out.
How would his attorneys know that a book was in the making?
That's an excellent question.
Unless it was... first of all, I don't know who this model is. I don't know what she looks like. But unless it was in the news of, hey, this Janice, whatever.
Janice Dickinson.
She's about to release a book about her memoirs. It includes Bill Cosby. I don't know. I don't know how his attorneys would have been able to see it.
I don't either. Unless her editor saw that and said, okay, we need to fact check this. Send it to Cosby's people. Hey, because at that point, as the publisher, you want to make sure before you publish that part of her story, you don't get your ass handed to you in court.
And at that point, the book came out in 02. That was... she got raped in 82?
82, yeah.
Okay. So there was no way to go back and really fact check anything. There was no police paperwork. He'd never been arrested for it. I'm just wondering where all these chicks are coming from, and maybe they're doing it. They go, well, these other chicks have said it, and they're not getting sued.
You mean if they're fabricating these?
Yeah. Or maybe they thought, I understand the embarrassment of it if you were really raped. Because a lot of women that are raped, they don't want to go to the police.
Yeah. And
you certainly don't want to go through a trial and have to get on the stand and go through the story. For the jury.
Mm-hmm.
But there's got to be, let's just say he didn't do it. There has got to be civil action he can take. You can't prove any of this. There's nothing anywhere to validate any of this.
And you're right. That's where it comes down to whether or not he decides he wants to go that route.
I don't think he does, only because with the interview he did with the AP.
Which is cut 9.
Oh, okay. I think it was they were covering a story on in a museum. I forget what all the works of art were, but that was the focus of the interview. And then at the very end, the reporter goes, and you could tell he didn't want to ask.
Right. He's hesitant about it. And the recording, the interview happened on November 6th.
I have to ask about your name coming up in the news recently regarding this comedian.
No, we don't answer that.
Okay. I just wanted to ask if you wanted to respond at all about whether any of that was true.
There's no response. What? There is no comment about that. And I'll tell you why. Okay. I think you were told. I don't want to compromise your integrity, but I don't talk about it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
What he means when he said, I think you were told, don't ask about any of the allegations. The AP, unless you've got in the story.
No, this is just...
The AP later came back and said they originally didn't use it in the piece, asking the question, until all these other women started coming out.
Right. Yeah, because you hear it when the interviewer asked the question. At that point, it hadn't steamrolled into what it is now. That was back around November. That's on November 6th. And it was just that little thing of the clip of Hannibal Buress going viral about the Cosby joke.
Your turn.
Thank you.
Now, can I get something from you?
What's that?
That none of that will be shown.
I can't promise that myself, but you didn't say anything.
I know I didn't say anything, but I'm asking your integrity that since I didn't want to say anything, but I did answer you. In terms of I don't want to say anything, of what value will it have?
I don't think it will.
Ma'am, what did you say?
I don't think it has any value either.
Yeah.
And I would appreciate it if it was scuttled.
I will tell that to my editors.
And actually, the clip goes on when Cosby says, yeah, I'm not going to address it. And then he goes, I'll tell you why. And he still doesn't really say anything.
Yeah.
And initially the AP, I guess being a stand-up group, they went, all right, it's of no value. We're not going to release it.
Now?
Okay, now it seems to have value. So that's when the rest of this audio came out. And even the camera guy, as soon as Bill Cosby said, can you promise this won't air? Camera guy zooms all the way out as if he felt it was inappropriate to continue with a tight shot. I don't know. It was just weird that he pulled all the way out to where you could see everybody in the crew.
Mm.
Maybe he thought they were going to give him the heads up of, hey, this is not something to record, quit.
Right.
I don't know why he was worried about it. He didn't say anything. He just said, we don't comment on that.
And that's where he should have just stopped.
I don't know. You've got one side where something had to happen someplace. These women wouldn't say it for no reason. But again, if you can't prove any of it, what's the purpose of bringing it out unless it gives you some type of closure if you really were raped?
Right.
And I think almost all the stories involve wine, mm-hmm, or some type of alcohol and pills.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is, though, if you're on the sideline, which, by the way, all of us are, and we're watching this unfold, it's very difficult for you to judge what these accusers did or did not do because we weren't there. And you cannot say 100% they have nothing to gain by coming out and lying about it. Because who knows? These could be – some of these women made contact with Cosby because under the pretense of coming on the show, on the Cosby show. And maybe he spurned them and said, no, I don't want you on the show. And then they see all these other women come out and they see this as an opportunity for revenge. I mean, someone's always got an axe to grind somewhere because these women are saying, for the most part, I think there might be a couple of exceptions, that they were in the entertainment industry. On the other hand, Bill Rapist, Jesus. they could be that. He might be one of the most prolific date rapers in the history of Hollywood, and we didn't know about it until he's only got one good eye.
That's taking a big chance.
It is. But also being with his age or whatever, he
77,
might...
77, I think.
Yeah, and starting in the 60s, if he did all these things, that he may not have thought that that was illegal. Hey, they passed out. I'm not. Good to go. By today's standards, we know.
Will you let me get this sentence out because I keep forgetting it.
I'm sorry.
There was an interview It was on cable. I don't know if it was CNN, MSNBC, wherever. One of the ladies that said he raped me, she told Bill Cosby at the time, I have an infection. If you have sex with me or if you rape me, you're going to get it. You're going to get whatever the infection was.
Mm-hmm.
She said, so he forced me to perform oral. And the host said, well, you know, there are ways around not doing that.
Yeah, it was Don Lemon from CNN.
Okay. And I didn't watch the whole thing only because, again, there are allegations. There's nothing's really going to come to fruition unless Bill Cosby says, yeah, I did it.
And that's another hard thing because Don Lemon did the problem of the sideline, you know, it's Monday morning quarterbacking. Well, why didn't you just bite his thing? This is what he was asking. It's like, well.
It was, her response was, well, you know, I was kind of stoned at the time.
And she said, you know, thinking back on it, sure, I would maybe have done that if I had a second opportunity. But in the middle of it, it's really hard to, you know, to pass judgment on someone what they do or don't do in the middle of it. Because you don't know how you would respond unless you're in the middle of it.
And there was one of the women that made the allegation, the rape allegation, that said like one of the first times they met, she was raped, but then went on to have a short-term relationship with him and consensual sex. Which, again, makes you want to ask a bunch of questions.
Yeah.
If you really think you were raped, why did this move forward? Why did you even get near him again? So there are holes, but there seems to be a theme through all of them,
yep.
Is pills and some type of alcohol.
And if
so you don't know if that was really his MO,
right?
Or they're just hearing a story and going, "Okay, I'm gonna go with the alcohol pill story."
Yeah, that makes sense. That's an easy one for anyone to, you know, to say.
Was there any more with this?
You mentioned Lou Ferrigno's wife as one of the other women.
Yeah, that just came out, I want to say, on TMZ today or yesterday.
Yeah. One of them is Lou Ferrigno's wife. Her name is Carla. She says Cosby tried to assault her at his house in 1967, a year after she was a Playboy bunny. Carla says she met a guy who asked her out on a double date with Cosby and his wife, Camille. They went to a movie, then ended up at Cosby's house. Eventually, both Camille and the other guy disappeared, leaving Carla alone with Bill. She says Cosby grabbed me, pulled me to kiss him, kisses me on the mouth, really, really rough. She pushed him away, and he tried again. So she pushed him off again, then ran into the hall where she found the other guy and told him she wanted to go home. Carla believes that guy set her up, and it must have been his job to find women for Bill. Again, this is all Carla's speculation. She also believes that Camille, Cosby's wife, has known all along what Bill's been up to. She believes some of the things that probably saved her that night is that she didn't drink at the time. So she's saying he had no way of slipping her a pill.
All right. I don't know where any of this is going to go because there may be more women come out, but let's say he did it once and police weren't called. I would consider myself fortunate and not repeat that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You can't take him to court now. It's too late.
Yeah, statute of limitations is gone.
There's no police reports. There's absolutely nothing on any of these.
But the beauty of all this is, if you miss the criminal statute of limitations, or even civil, suing him, there is no statute of limitations in the court of public opinion. It could be 10 years since you could have made any action against Cosby, but you can still go on CNN or some other news outlet and say, he raped me. And after that is out there, along with the 9-10 other women, then you get back at him whatever he took from you.
And because he's not addressing it in any form or fashion, oh, short of his attorney, I think his attorney just calls all of the women liars.
Yes.
And he knows he can get away with it because, again, there's nothing tangible to go back and point at.
Right.
All right.
It's troubling, but it's also fascinating because to see how something can pick up steam on social media and it leads to this. Because for a while, I saw one report earlier. There was a reporter who's saying he had this story back, you know, like 10 years ago, but the mainstream media didn't want it. They wanted nothing to do with it because they were either worried about Cosby's power in the field or the fact that he was too well-liked, no one would believe it.
Or there wasn't anything to substantiate it.
Maybe that.
Okay. How long before we need to... Alfie, do I want to take any of these?
Maybe line one. Let me get her name. What's your name? Kristen, I'm going to put you on hold.
How are we doing, Chloe?
I need a break.
Okay. Go ahead, Kristen.
Hi. What do I need to say?
What did you call about?
Oh, I called because, you know, I was hearing what you were saying about that the girl who was raped that continued on with the relationship with, I guess it was Bill Cosby.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been in a similar situation, and it's not, it's almost like out of sight, out of mind, about what happened. It's kind of like Stockholm Syndrome. You know, these people victimize you, and then you kind of justify it in a way to yourself, and you're able to continue on with the relationship with them.
So you were in a relationship that where you were raped in the beginning and you continued?
Yeah, I was. I actually, when I was 18, was raped and kidnapped by somebody. And, like, you almost bond with them in a way because you start feeling bad. You see a different side of them, and it's like you feel guilt. And you feel like it's almost your fault in a way, and you feel like you owe it to them. It's really weird.
So you, you never filed a report?
I did.
Oh, you did?
Because...
well, what happened after the rape allegation?
I filed a report on the kidnapping because it had happened again. You know, he held me captive in a hotel room for days. And the police arrested him. He actually went to prison because I, you know, finally had spoken out about it. But during the time... It was like I really cared deeply about him so much. It's really twisted, but, you know, sometimes that kind of happens. They get this power over you, and it's a control thing.
Okay. All right. I don't mean to cut you off. I got to go. But I appreciate you sharing the story.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
403, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center, Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Yahoo Live. Traffic sucks everywhere right now. Only a couple real incidents, though. We'll start off in Dallas, westbound I-30. Just before Dolphin Road, got an accident blocking the left lane there. Traffic is backed up back from Ferguson. And in Grand Prairie, southbound 360, right at Riverside Parkway, got an accident there. It's blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from 183. Join Chloe in the United States Marine Corps tonight at Trees in Dallas for the 6th annual Toys for Tots Toy Drive, featuring music from Nonpoint, Gemini Syndrome, and the Mad Mexicans. Bring a toy, hang out with Chloe and the Marines. Tickets start at just $9.71. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Scattered storms tonight, 58 for a low. Tomorrow, the rain and storms continue with a high of 64. Right now, 68. And 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I saw this on CNN today as well. Said country singers come out as being gay.
Mm-hmm.
I went, please, don't let it be Luke Bryan.
Why?
Only because I was afraid country music would shun whoever came out as gay,
mm-hmm.
and Luke Bryan wouldn't be in the news anymore.
Man, that would suck.
Because when there were rumors of Ty Herndon being gay, right, if she was arrested in Fort Worth?
Yeah.
Soliciting a male officer in the woods.
Yeah, in a wooded area of a park.
Everybody backed away from him on that.
Yes.
But then he's one of the ones that came out today or this week, whatever.
It was a couple days ago.
And said he was gay.
Yeah, I've actually got audio of him, Ty Herndon. It's cut number 13. Ty Herndon and Billy Gilman came out. Herndon went first in interviews with People magazine and like this one with Entertainment Tonight.
What was the biggest lie you told yourself?
That I couldn't be gay and be in country music. Hmm. I've dreamed about being in country music since I was 6 years old.
Is this the first time he's told anyone?
As far as publicly, yeah.
Because that's kind of a... Sounds like he was just in the middle of the story. Ah, well, you know, being gay. Like, he had already admitted it to somebody.
I think this was like a preview clip.
What was the biggest lie you told yourself?
That I couldn't be gay and be in country music. Hmm. I've dreamed about being in country music since I was 6 years old. And it's my life. It's what I do. It's who I am. And I went to great lengths to cover up that fact to be a country star.
Yeah.
And today I get to tell the world that I'm an out, proud, and happy gay man.
You have a fella?
I do. I have a fella. I have an awesome relationship that I've been in for a good number of years. I love him very much, and he loves me.
Do you want to get married?
I'm kind of hoping he asks me right after this interview, but
uh-oh,
we'll see.
What?
I just... It's fine. I couldn't care less, but yeah, I got a fella. I have no issues with gays. It's obviously I'm a homophobe in certain accents.
Well, it kind of sounds like he was about to just go on all about things they do.
Yeah, I got a fella.
Uh-huh.
He didn't answer a good right before I came in and done this interview.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm smiling.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm kind of sitting sideways.
I would imagine. That explains a lot.
Because I just had sex. I would think that with professional football players or player coming out as gay, maybe that changed the landscape. Just with the homophobes, and at times I'm probably one. I certainly don't want
to. No, you are.
I don't want to hear Ty Herndon talk about his, I got a feller.
Well, he sounds happy. He sounds excited.
Yeah, I got a fella. Got this old boy back at the farm. He thinks my tractor's sexy.
Oh, my God.
We do it tractor style.
I bet.
I don't know what that is.
Basically, I just bend over and then he plows my field.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the way it rolls.
Shows up with a bucket of chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As a joke, one time he actually planted seeds back there.
Called me chia ass.
Like grass going in my hoo ho. He's a scamp.
Yeah. Although it does look a lot like Lincoln. So I couldn't be that mad.
Well, I didn't know what was going on until I wiped my hiney one time. And it smelled like Johnson grass. Get it?
Yeah. Good morning.
See, now, that's funny for two reasons.
Yes, it is. Okay,
Johnson. Get it?
I'm on it. So Ty Herndon coming out sort of paved the way for Billy Gilman to do the same. However, he did it through a YouTube message thanking Herndon for breaking the ice, and then he said he preferred telling his fans directly from the comfort of home as opposed to sitting down with the press. But he said an encounter with a journalist prodded him to spill the beans before someone else did. A reporter bumped into him in a public place and snapped a photo of him. He happened to be with his partner. He said, "It was in that moment that I knew I'd rather it be from me than you reading it somewhere else." He also feared being ripped over his sexuality in an article. In the genre of country, Thursday's tune was a tough one to sing. Gilman said being a gay male country artist is not the best thing. At age 26, he's had a long career having...
Are we talking about Gilman now?
This is Gilman,
okay.
Yeah. Rocketed up the charts at age 11 with his then silky pre-voice change alto pipes, according to his biography. But
I don't know who this guy is.
He's saying he's not getting anywhere right now a whole lot in country. He's not blaming necessarily his gayness on it, but he's certainly saying that this isn't going to help my career.
The only reason I know the name Ty Herndon is JD was friends with him.
Uh-huh.
Other than that, I have no idea what Ty Herndon sang.
I don't either.
The tractor sexy thing, that wasn't Ty.
No, that was Kenny Chesney.
Oh. Okay. Again, makes no difference. But there are just certain genres, careers, occupations, whatever, where I'm sure if they came out, It's like if one of the guys in AC/DC, like Brian Johnson, if he said, I don't just smoke cigarettes. You know, there's going to be a backlash, even though it shouldn't make any difference.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Because some people are, even if people say, I don't care that he's gay, I'm just mad that he lied to me. Why did he need to tell you? Because you bought an album? Because you cheered for his team? You feel like the people that you don't know owe you some sort of explanation for how they lived their private, personal lives?
Yeah, they perform for arenas, perform in arenas. They don't give a rat's ass how many people in the arena are gay.
No. And what makes you think that they owe you some sort of explanation? Shut up. What makes you think you're worth so much that someone is supposed to explain themselves to you?
Well, you know, they could have worked in a Streisand number in between, you know, like TNT and Big Bowels.
What, so you feel better about things?
Well, just to kind of give me maybe the heads up that they ain't straightforward.
Okay, and
plus
then
name,
what?
AC/DC.
And then what? What if he did? What if in between songs in Scotland at a show, he decides to say, I'm gay?
By the way, for the record, he's not. He's never said it.
No.
I'm just using that as an example.
Right.
I would guess rock wouldn't go over well. Country, certainly not rap. And definitely not NASCAR.
Mm-mm. Yeah, right now, NASCAR still kind of struggles with the idea of a woman racer.
Oh, wait.
I don't know if I'd be able to stand it if them fairies were on the track.
All of a sudden, I'm scared when they start drafting behind me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they're up to.
Although, you know, as the driver, he would be loving it.
Look who's back.
Why don't you drag me around this track?
Stick my head out my NASCAR.
Let's see if we can demolish some other stereotypes while we're here. Ty Herndon did say he's hopeful he won't face outrage because he thinks attitudes are changing in the country scene. Singer Shelley Wright came out in 2010. It's a woman. And the open-minded Kacey Musgraves has a song titled Follow Your Arrow that was just named the Country Music Association Song of the Year. He said, I felt so proud of my city. I hope that trend continues. I pray that it does.
And it's also an unfair stigma for guys because you've got women that are openly lesbian. Hasn't hurt their careers.
No.
I can't think of a few female. I know there are a few female singers. I can't think of who they are, but.
They're there.
Yeah. Didn't hurt Ellen DeGeneres' career. I don't know if it had anything to do with her sitcom going away, but obviously she got past it.
Yeah. Yeah, not only did she get past it, but she owns it every day and, you know, with her talk show, and she's gone well beyond that sitcom that she had.
I'm trying to think where else would be a stigma you couldn't shake. I think NASCAR is probably the biggest.
I think rap.
Hockey?
No, actually, I think hockey'd be fine.
Okay.
Because hockey players, really, to me, are among professional athletes. I would put hockey players at the top of the list as far as, you know, all around good dudes, gay or straight, whatever. Even if you have a hermaphrodite skating around out there for the Dallas Stars, he's still going to be a tough son of a bitch. He's going to be a good guy in the community. All the things you kind of expect with hockey players, for whatever reason, that you don't always get in the other sports.
What about rugby?
There actually is a very famous rugby player, or Australian rules football. Yeah, he plays openly gay, and you're not going to say anything to him about it.
Yeah.
Trust me. I think there's actually a movie being made about him, if it hadn't already been made. But yeah, you want to go up and call him Tinkerbell? You go ahead. You see what happens.
Well, I ain't calling Tinkerbell, but I kind of had a feeling this old boy in NASCAR might have been tilting to one side when all of a sudden on his hood you see this ad for Lucky Charms.
And Mary Kay.
Magically delicious. Rainbow bread.
Yeah. I don't think Jeff Gordon's ever truly. I'm not Rainbow Warrior. Is that him?
I don't know. I'm just picking names. I don't know who drives what. Alfie, line three?
Yep.
Yes, Michael.
Hey, Russ. Just wanted to remind you guys about Rob Halford. He came out, 15 or more years ago, and he's still basically the king of heavy metal any way you want to look at it.
Wasn't that after he left Judas Priest?
Yeah, it was, and he's back with Priest again, so.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When did he come back?
About 6-7 years ago.
Yeah, and they just played a show here around town somewhere. I think in Allen Event Center last week.
Okay. I didn't know he was back.
And that's one of those, like with Rob Halford. He came out so many years ago, I practically forgot.
I don't think they kicked him out of the band, or he left Priest. I don't think they said, hey, are you gay? Why? Okay, just the why, you're out. I don't know the reason why he left Priest. I think maybe he was just hard to work with. Was it Rockstar that was based on?
Yes.
The movie Rockstar?
Loosely based on that whole deal.
Okay. Let's get away from all this.
Okay.
Too serious. You got more audio? You want to start news?
Let's see. I got some audio here. This is definitely the opposite of serious. Kim Kardashian, this is cut number 7, was on an Australian talk show and discussed why she did the nude photo spread in that magazine called Paper.
I looked at it as this was an art project for me. This was something that was going to make me feel confident and me feel good. And it taught me to do what you want to do. Everyone should do what they're comfortable with. And I'm never one to preach, but I felt really positive and really good about myself. I love the photos. I did it for me. I hope other people like them.
Why didn't you maybe take up finger painting or macrame art?
I know that's what's so troubling to me. The way that she says,
"Art project because my body is art."
Exactly. She's saying I want to do this art project and it's going to be me naked. But you're right. I mean, it's like if you want to do an art project, you're right. Go get some macaroni and glue them to something. Why does everything have to be about you and naked? And, well, actually, why does it always have to be about you? You have to be in front of the camera. It's always about you.
Her last nude cover was also spun as an art issue. That was the whole reason W did it, is because it was artistic.
Even though she was pissed about it.
Exactly.
At the time. Now she's okay with it. Now she sees it as, she's, I'm a mother. And she took flack because of the nude pictorial from some people saying, you're a mom, act like it. And then other people are saying, just because you're a mom doesn't mean your sexuality goes away. I don't care what she does as far as mom, not a mom. I just think she's a moron. And instead of constantly taking photos of herself.
She's trying to play it off as, I didn't do this because I'm egotistical. I just looked at it as an art project. No, you're about as egotistical as Kanye.
Exactly. Maybe worse. I mean, what does it tell about you when you decide with a publisher to release a book and it's nothing but pictures?
Of you.
Of you. Is there any other...
Is it all a picture book?
Yeah. Is there...
There are no pop-ups.
God, I hope not. But I mean, but seriously...
You open that up, I'd probably knock you down.
Yeah. But is there a better embodiment to show you what somebody is? That it's a book of nothing but photos of her? She has absolutely nothing to say.
It's one thing to be featured in Playboy or one of the other men's magazines. Yeah. But if it's something you put out on your own and it's all about you, that's about the biggest ego I think somebody could own.
Yeah.
But damn, that butt. All right. Is the book selling or the magazine or whatever?
I assume the magazine is. I'm not sure. The book is not out yet, I don't think.
Mm. That butt. That's just...
So are you liking it or hating it?
Ooh,
okay.
It's
too much.
It looks like it don't fit. It actually looks like, I'm sure there was Photoshop work done on her photos. They do it with everybody. But it looks like they made the butt bigger.
Yeah. The photo editors for the magazine said, yeah, there's some retouching done, but no, that's all her butt.
That's a lot.
Yeah. And there's no...
I was going to say there's no hiding it, but I mean there's no way around the fact that that is her ass.
No, she looks fine all the way down to the waist, and then her ass explodes.
Her waist is not that small.
Exactly.
Oh, you think they narrowed that?
Exactly.
Her butt. That's going to make her butt look bigger.
And it is. And now here's the thing. Photoshop expert Alfie and fashion photographer.
Her butt is normal sized. What they did is they pushed in her back, made it arch a little bit, and then pushed in her waist a lot. Just to accentuate the enormousness.
The vastness of the ass. Look at it. It's like a tumbler.
Are you talking about where she's got the wine glass on her butt?
Both of them. The one where she's facing back towards the camera and the one where she has the wine glass on her butt. That's definitely Photoshopped. I think they had it's, I guess, called a photo illustration where they'll take several photos and just kind of put them together to form one cohesive illustration. They do a shot of the champagne flying. They do a shot of her bending over with the glass on her butt. And they do another shot of her holding the champagne bottle up and down. And just kind of mash them all together.
Layers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I would have been happy about somebody making my butt bigger. Hey, let us make your waist a little thinner. Or are you going to do that on my butt? No. You said it's art? Just think of this as abstract.
Somewhere my wife is giggling.
All right. One of two things. We only got a couple minutes. Birthdays or another piece of audio?
Let's do birthdays.
Okay. Screw it. 4:23. Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Wow. Thank you, Russ.
All right, we'll cut this out.
That's true. Today is Friday. Oh, I'm sorry. Today is Friday, November 21st, 2014. Birthdays today. Michael Strahan turns 43. Our very own Troy Aikman turns 48 today. Bjork is 49. Nicolette Sheridan is 51. Goldie Hawn is 69. And Marlo Thomas is 77 today.
That girl.
Yes, very good.
And daughter of Danny Thomas.
Danny Thomas from...
Comedian.
Okay, yes.
Also formed the... Alfie, what's their big charity?
I don't know.
Okay. Children's something. Place for sick kids, you know.
St. Jude's?
I believe it is.
Okay.
I think that was a Danny Thomas thing, and then she took over.
All right.
Okay, there you go. Yeah.
Spurning furious Republicans, President Obama unveiled expansive executive actions on immigration last night to spare nearly 5 million people in the United States illegally from deportation and refocus enforcement efforts on felons, not families. The moves affecting mostly parents and young people marked the most sweeping changes to the nation's fractured immigration laws in nearly three decades and set off a fierce fight with Republicans over the limits of presidential powers. In a televised address to the nation, I've got a couple of cuts for you. One, the first will be cut 11. In a televised address to the nation, Obama defended the legality of his actions and challenged GOP lawmakers to focus their energy not on blocking his actions, but on approving long-stalled legislation to take its place.
We expect people who live in this country to play by the rules. We expect that those who cut the line will not be unfairly rewarded. So we're going to offer the following deal. If you've been in America for more than 5 years, if you have children who are American citizens or legal residents, if you register, pass a criminal background check, and you're willing to pay your fair share of taxes, you'll be able to apply to stay in this country temporarily without fear of deportation.
Or you can have what's behind curtain number three. That's the way this sounds. He goes,
yeah.
If and this, or the box at Jay Walker's, bring it down the stair, or whatever the guy's name was.
Jay Walker's.
You can come out of the shadows and get right with the law. That's what this deal is. Now, let's be clear about what it isn't. This deal does not apply to anyone who has come to this country recently. It does not apply to anyone who might come to America illegally in the future. It does not grant citizenship or the right to stay here permanently, or offer the same benefits that citizens receive. Only Congress can do that. All we're saying is we're not going to deport you.
Since we're talking about the ones that are undocumented, or that's what this whole thing is about, how do you know how long they've been here?
Because they have to show, where did it say? You have to be able to show that you've been employed, that you've been paying taxes.
How do you pay taxes if you're undocumented?
Because a company will still take taxes out of your check.
Okay.
So basically, you have to show a bunch of pay stubs.
And for you to do that, it's also going to have your fake Social Security number on it.
Yeah.
I can see a lot of problems with this. Like I said before, something has to be done. Or nothing has to be done. Because it's we're going to continue in this fashion one way or the other. So you might as well just finally just acquiesce and go, okay, we'll do this with $5 million and here are the rules.
Yeah, he actually addresses this the idea that he is people are saying that what he's doing is he's giving amnesty. That's cut 12. This is what he says.
Well, and this is the same problem that President Bush ran into when he wanted to when he came up with a program. But they said, well, it's just amnesty. Well, do you want us to do something or not? We can continue to ignore it, or we could do something.
Yeah.
I know some of the critics of this action call it amnesty. Well, it's not. Amnesty is the immigration system we have today. Millions of people who live here without paying their taxes or playing by the rules, while politicians use the issue to scare people and whip up votes at election time. That's the real amnesty, leaving this broken system the way it is. Mass amnesty would be unfair. Mass deportation would be both impossible and contrary to our character. What I'm describing is accountability, a common sense middle ground approach. If you meet the criteria, you can come out of the shadows and get right with the law. If you're a criminal, you'll be deported. If you plan to enter the U.S. illegally, your chances of getting caught and sent back just went up. The actions I'm taking are not only lawful, they're the kinds of actions taken by every single Republican president and every single Democratic president for the past half century.
What else is changing other than this, his program? If you're a criminal, you're going to be deported. Well, if you couldn't find them before, what makes you think you can find them now?
Yeah, that part's still... But basically, you have to also, in addition to showing that you've been here for at least 5 years and you've been, you know, employed and paying taxes, then they're going to run a background check on you, make sure you're not wanted or that you haven't been a violent offender. And if you have been, then...
Well, then you're not coming out of the shadows.
No, you're not.
And who's going to keep track of all these people?
Oh, that falls under, it's one of the customs agencies. There's a couple of them, and they all have different acronyms.
He just makes it sound like all of a sudden, we're going to be able to identify all of them. How? I mean, if you promise this, and they go, okay, I don't have to live in the shadows anymore, I've been a law-abiding citizen other than being an illegal immigrant, I'm okay with that. But they make it sound like, all right, if this gets passed, we're going to know where everybody is and all the criminals are getting kicked out. The ones that have been here for a while get to stay, even though the other ones, we can't really prove how long they've been here or not.
Yeah, I think that part on his – I think that section is political rhetoric on his part. Other parts, I think, to me, parts of that stuff make sense. And I don't.
It's one of the few times you've heard anybody – or not anybody. Yeah, Democratic Party – this is a common sense, middle of the road compromise. You very seldom get that out of either side.
On the other hand, though, you have Republicans saying this is Emperor Obama sidestepping Congress, doing whatever he wants, and just throwing the Constitution up in the air, saying, F the Constitution, I'm going to do it this way. So that's what they're focused on.
Maybe it's just a threat. I'm going to do this, I'm going to sign an executive order. Unless you guys do something.
That was one of his strongest.
And otherwise, I'm going to keep signing executive orders. And the last one is going to be to kill all of you. Anybody in Congress, Senate, keep jacking around. I think I'm going to have you put down.
Yeah, he said, to those members of Congress who question my authority to make our immigration system work better or question the wisdom of me acting where Congress has failed, I have one answer, pass a bill.
Okay. Not what I thought he was going to say. It was pretty close.
No.
You think I'm overstepping my boundaries? Eat. Make me not sign it. And according to John Boehner, none of this is getting through. They're already planning on suing the president.
Yeah, they already filed a lawsuit today over the health care law.
I'm at a loss. Again, I lean more Republican, but I think I'd have to get behind President Obama on this. At least it's something. As opposed to, well, not only are we going to block it, we're going to argue with you, the other party, Republicans, and we're going to take you to court, and we're going to sue you for everything. Everything that we don't like about you. Guess what number one is? Yeah, that's right.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Yahoo Live. Getting things started off in Dallas. Northbound I-35 just before the Mixmaster got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back to Beckley. Also in Irving, westbound 183 routed O'Connor got an accident blocking the right lane there. Traffic is backed up back in the 35-183 split. Into Grand Prairie, southbound 360 right at Riverside Parkway. That accident there has finally been cleared out. Traffic is still backed up back from 183. And finally in Lake Worth, westbound North Loop 820, just before Azle Avenue, got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic there is backed up back from Saginaw Main Street. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Don Davis Auto Group. Tonight, scattered storms continue, a low of 58. Tomorrow, more rain and a high in the mid-60s. Right now, 68 degrees at 97.1 The Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
All right, go ahead, Daniel.
All right, then. Well, speaking of President Obama's executive action, that means some families can now emerge from the shadows of society, as he said, and that includes a bunch of people in Texas. He didn't announce amnesty Tuesday, not even legal status. Instead, if an undocumented immigrant can prove they've lived in the state for 5 years or longer, pass a background check, have paid taxes, and have children who are citizens, then they can apply to live here legally. Basically just gives them protection from being deported. It's estimated that that could affect 500,000 people in Texas alone.
Let's say they don't come forward, even though they could prove all of that.
Uh-huh.
How are we going to deport them?
Then at some point...
We don't deport them now.
Well, we do deport people.
How often?
It's actually pretty often.
Lot?
Yeah.
Of people?
Yes.
How many?
Thousands? Hundreds of thousands? I don't know the exact number. I know it's a lot. I know it's more than what most people think. But we do actually deport people. It just doesn't ever seem like it because it's like, what about Bob? He's always here.
He's never gone.
You see? Sorry.
Maybe it doesn't. Visually, it has no effect because, like, okay, say you send 100,000 back.
Right.
There's still
12 million here.
12, 15 million that we sort of can keep track of. Are we just guessing that's how many are in this country? Well,
man, I don't really have anything to prove that I've been here for. I got this picture of me with Clarice Tinsley when she could sit in one chair.
Whoa.
So you know I've been here since the 80s.
That's true. Here's your card. It's a don't deport card. So you should be good.
And a picture of me with Dale Hansen sober.
Okay, now we know you're lying.
Get on the bus.
You're out. Now, if you want, there was Megyn Kelly. She's on Fox News. Fox News put together a montage leading, this was yesterday, before the president made his announcement. It's cut 10.
I found it.
Yeah. Of all the times where he said that he can't do what he did.
The notion that I can just suspend deportations through executive order, that's just not the case.
I can't solve this problem by myself.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
I can't simply ignore laws that are out there. I've got to work to make sure that they are changed.
I know some here wish that I could just bypass Congress and change the law myself. But that's not how democracy works. You know, they wish I could just bypass Congress and change the law myself. But that's not how democracy works. Believe me, the idea of doing things on my own is very tempting. I promise you, not just on immigration reform, but that's not how
democracy
works.
Our
system works.
Got it. Yeah.
That's not how our Constitution is written. The problem is that
what
you get the idea. Obviously, he had a change of heart, or perhaps someone went in the Oval Office or wrote him a memo that said, "Hey, you can. I can. Let's do it." Who knows?
Other presidents have used executive orders. Really? All right. Let's f***ing rock. And I saw that in one of the news stories. There have been presidents, both sides, both parties, that have gone around Congress with executive orders.
Mm-hmm.
Reagan was one of them. I don't know what the order was, but he did it. Might have been when he fired all the air traffic controllers.
he deported them. Out.
Right.
Get out.
All right, you're going to strike? I'm going to fire you all.
Yeah.
And then they realized, oh, hell, we don't really have too many backup. We don't have any air traffic controller scabs.
Yeah. I know one of them was Bush 41.
Which one is that, the smart one?
That's Daddy Bush.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes. So when Daddy Bush was in the White House and you had the Chinese and, you know, the old Tiananmen Square and all the fight for independence in
what square?
Tiananmen Square.
Oh. I thought you said Man Square. That's funnier to me.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, when the Chinese government was dealing with its own sort of uprising at the time as far as independence and democracy, they wanted their Chinese students overseas to come back. And Daddy Bush said, he wrote an executive order saying, no, y'all can stay as long as you want.
Alfie, what's line one?
He says he used to be an illegal immigrant.
Yes, Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Yeah, I have another information about how illegal immigrants get their taxes prepared.
Yep.
So what they do is whenever they get their W-2 form or W-4, what they do, they go to a tax preparer officer and they request a IT number. That is a number to declare taxes. So that's pretty much your tax ID number.
All right, so you don't have to have a Social Security number. Just
you don't have to have a Social Security number, yes.
Okay. When did you become naturalized?
About two years ago.
What process did you have to go through?
I went through deferred action. When I was 12, I got here when I was 12 to the United States, and I was brought, you know, my parents brought me here, and I didn't even know, you know, what was going on, what happened. And when Obama passed that law, I was one of the lucky ones to get my naturalization.
But you went through a process to be naturalized.
Yes. Yes, you go through a process, you pay some fees, you have to apply, you have to come up with all this, you have to give all this evidence that you've been going through school, that you have, that you graduate from school, that, you know, that you live in the United States for so long, you have to give dates where you live that, where they
okay,
are,
so there's just a lot of paperwork to fill out, but you went through the entire process and you've been naturalized for how long?
2 years.
Okay. Well, congratulations on being an American.
Yeah, thank you very much.
De nada.
I hope he was Spanish.
Oh, yeah, he didn't say where he was from.
Yeah. He may have just had a really funky accent.
Hey, why did you say de nada? I'm from Canada, man.
He's just from that area of Saskatchewan that sounds a little different.
The southern part.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes my accent will slip. You'll know I'm from Canada. I'll be going, hey, man, what's that about?
I went through, a friend of mine, our camera guy for the TV show in the latter years of the TV show. It was like 93, something like that.
Okay.
And he went through the naturalization process. He was Persian.
Okay.
Is that a place? Or is that a language?
It's a region.
Okay.
It'd be for the Middle East, in essence.
That's where he was from.
Yeah.
And I actually went to the ceremony, and it's damned inspiring.
How many people were taking the oath?
It was a room that looked like it was big as the Dallas Convention Center.
Ooh, man.
And just to watch this entire group that were they were proud to go through the process, and they were now proud to be Americans.
Yeah.
I got nothing else to add. It was just
to me, as inspiring as that is, what I hated seeing was a couple months ago when you had, I think it was in California or Arizona, you had a bus full of kids who were illegal aliens, children, and all these people with signs screaming at this bus saying, go home. Just, to me, just seemed terrible. You know, the only good thing was, in this scene that I saw, was they actually had the wrong bus, so the kids didn't actually see it. But still, the idea of all these people waving American flags and spitting, I'm going to use a big word, spitting vitriol at this bus at children. And then you have people saying, like, don't bring him to my city, don't bring him to my state. It's like,
you couldn't even get, obviously they're you're not kids. Even smart enough to get the right bus. Do you right. see on the side it says Lighthouse for the Blind? And they don't even see the signs.
Yeah, and they were scared. I just saw that situation as like, they're kids. If you're going to protest somebody
and
or something.
These kids don't know. They can't make those choices. Like Chris, who just called, said, you know, we came here when I was 12. I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
I didn't know if it was against the law.
Yeah, go protest your lawmakers, not the kids who, like Chris just said, he's 12 years old. He had no idea what the hell was going on. Go protest the lawmakers. They're not doing anything.
Well, they just want to come into this country and have anchor babies. We're the ones that made the law. It's not like they came in and went, well, I get to stay because of this new law that I just made up. I had an anchor baby. They were taking advantage of our laws. And then, of course, we pay them. Nobody ever shuns, you know, cheap labor.
Mm-mm.
On paper, everybody hates it. In real life, just imagine what produce would go up to if just Americans took the jobs. First of all, they wouldn't.
No. We know that.
We saw it happen in the rebuilding of New Orleans and whatever damn state that's in, Louisiana.
We also saw it in
with rebuilding. It wasn't the citizens. It was the Mexicans that went over there and went, okay, we got this.
Yeah. And I think it was in.
How long is this going to take? About 45 minutes.
Yeah. All right, we done. I want to say it was Alabama. I forget what the crop was, but the state of Alabama, their governor had signed into, you had to be documented. What was it, Alfie?
Tomatoes.
It was tomatoes. And all their crop workers were all like, all right, well, if we have to be documented or we get deported, we're out. They all left. Guess who didn't show up to pick all the tomatoes? All the Americans.
Yeah. Guess whose crops rotted?
Yes.
So you can argue as much as you want. I think President Obama, everything he's recommended, I don't think is going to be feasible. But again, it's some type of movement. I don't know how he's going to explain it. As far as, well, I can't do all that. That's not the way democracy works. Well, okay. How are you going to explain that this is democracy now?
No, you can't.
Well, I didn't know until somebody came in and told me.
At this point, he's pretty much just daring Congress.
That's what I think it is. Okay. What else you got?
I've also got, if you're dating someone but it feels like things might not be on the right track, there are signs your relationship isn't going anywhere. For example, you never talk about the future. That one seems pretty self-explanatory. If you're not talking about the future, then why stick with it?
Yeah, I'm surprised Diane stayed with me as long as she did, because she kept talking about, it was about 4 years before I started banging a roommate.
Mm-hmm.
She kept talking about, you know, getting close to 30. My clock's biological clock's ticking.
Yeah, you got to be careful when chicks get close to 30. Or especially if all their friends start getting married, having kids.
Like, well, you and I have never talked about marriage, so kids really, it's not going to be in the equation. And she continued to stay in the relationship, even though it's not like I didn't care about her, but I was in my 20s. I had no intent on getting married and certainly not having kids.
Mm-hmm. Number two, he's told you he's not the marrying kind.
I want to get married.
Yeah,
Now, that ain't my style. I don't want to have to explain the whole bumblebee concept, but I'm the king bee.
It's been a while since we've heard it.
I go from flower to flower, doing my business. And if just one of those flowers lets another bee in there, somebody's getting cut off at the root.
Number three, you're keeping other people on the back burner. You cannot expect a commitment if you're keeping other people around just in case. It's kind of like having a relationship with one foot in, one foot out. Because if you're not all in, then it's not going to work.
It depends on how you define back burner.
Meaning like, you know what?
So I know what it means, but people are going to have different definitions.
Right.
Back burner, does that mean I'm screwing somebody on the side? Or am I kind of farming that relationship just to see how far it goes? Or does that mean just keeping old phone numbers from exes?
I think for a woman, I think it would be...
Oh, you better not have no ex phone numbers.
Well, I think for a woman, it's going to be like she's dating you. But she's like, well, if that doesn't work out with Russ, I know Chloe. He's told me in the past that he likes me, so I can fall back on him. And she may not necessarily be cultivating it other than just kind of occasionally dangling a carrot in front of him to be like, hey, you want to hang out sometime?
Or you stay in a relationship, but you're staying in just long enough to see if this guy that you're really hot for, see if his relationship goes belly up.
Mm.
Now he's available.
Yeah, it could be.
And I think that's the only reason Kenzie still wants to stay and work here.
How
waiting
so?
On Billy the Kid.
Oh, no. Is that what you're doing?
No.
You're waiting on him to be single again so you can jump on in.
I am not.
Okay.
She is always asking about his girlfriend.
Oh, he's a liar.
Billy the Kid?
Alfie.
Oh.
Why is Alfie a liar?
Because I've never said anything about his girlfriend.
She wants to know what it is that Billy's girlfriend does, what she looks like, any sort of foul information I might have on her.
Really?
Are you just trying to break him up, Kenzie?
No.
Okay. Whatever you say, swooshy pants.
Mm-hmm.
They're adorable together.
Mm-hmm. Why is it you always get wet when we talk about Billy?
How do you know I'm wet?
I can hear it. That's why I call you swooshy pants.
What do you hear?
Swoosh.
When do you...
The vaginal ocean?
There's no vaginal swooshes.
Okay. What about McCray?
Mm-hmm.
Billy's producer. You waiting on him?
No.
You want that? You'd let him do you, wouldn't you?
He's cute.
Yeah. Is that one of those guys you think so hot you let him in the back?
No.
What about Billy?
No.
But a real celebrity you'd let in the back?
No.
You said
I know,
on the air.
I changed my mind.
Why?
Because that's just never happening. I can't ever do that. No. Uh-uh. Mm-mm.
What if SpongeBob was a real person? Would you let him do anal?
A sponge, so that wouldn't be too bad, right? Oh, get nice and clean, too. Yeah, I just went there. Whoopsie. Dan, news?
No, actually, we actually had a new suitor for Kenzie.
Who?
Someone that's interested in her. We were talking about mannequins the other day.
Yeah?
And a guy emailed me, and he said why mannequins are the size that they are.
Uh-huh.
And, here he goes.
Oh, that's the one that you forwarded to me.
Yes, yeah, he says.
I didn't know what you wanted me to do with the email.
I just wanted you to see it. Because here's why. Dan, I'm a male fashion model with with an agency in Dallas. Just had a quick note for you. Models or mannequins are not picked or designed to be the ideal. Instead, they're picked designed to fit sample sizes of clothing. He says, of course, the male size examples. He says, but it's the same with females. He says, it may have started out as the way to display the perfect humans, but people aren't stupid anymore and could care less. It's about fitting sample sizes and such. Lucas.
Did he really say could care less?
Yeah, he did.
He's stupid.
Well, he said he's a fashion model, so let's not get carried away. But he did say...
Phrases couldn't, but...
I know. He did say, P.S., tell Kenzie I'm single.
That's it?
It's a fashion model.
What does he look like?
Funny you should ask. We happen to have a fashion photographer on the show, on staff. That would be Alfie. So Alfie went to the agency to pick up... What's this called, Alfie?
A comp card.
So this is what photographers will go to get.
You went and picked this up just
really
for Kenzie?
Did?
Yeah.
Seriously, Alfie?
Well, I do projects with this agency all the time, so.
Oh.
Really, what do you model?
I don't model.
Let me see.
Show her that front photo first.
There.
He's cute.
Okay. There he is in his underwear. Swoosh.
Yeah, no. I heard it. I heard it from over here.
It's too pretty, boy.
There's the picture right there.
He's got a beard. See, he's rugged.
I know, but...
Well, what does that mean?
What?
I mean, if a chick really wanted to go out with me, nah, she's a pretty girl.
No, I changed my mind. It was from a distance. Never mind.
He's not... You don't think he's pretty?
Swoosh.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
505, this is KEGL. Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center, Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts, starting off in Dallas, south on I-35, just before Mañana. Got an accident there blocking the two center lanes. Traffic there is backed up back to Valwood Parkway. In Irving, westbound 183 route at O'Connor, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back to the 35-183 split. Moving into McKinney, northbound 75 just before White Avenue, got a stalled out 18-wheeler blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from Ridgeview Drive. And finally in Lake Worth, westbound North Loop 820 just before Azle Avenue, got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Your backup is back from Saginaw Main Street. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Yahoo Live. Scattered storms tonight, 58 for a low. Tomorrow, more rain and a high of 64. Right now, it is 68 at 97.1 Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Hello, Wednesday night. Where were you and Kenzie going?
We went to see the Misfits at Gas Monkey.
I knew that because Kenzie was wearing the T-shirt of the band that she was going to see.
Yeah. I thought she was gone for the evening right after the show.
Mm-hmm.
She comes out. She's got different clothes on, makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and, all right. Who are you going to? I'm not going to anybody. Where are you going? I don't think she ever said the band. I didn't know where they were going, but I knew Chloe was going with her. Well, I didn't get all made up because I want to somebody. Plus, I can't right now because it's that time.
Oh, Russ, no. What if
it didn't make any sense. It's like, well, why get dressed up at all if this thing's out of order?
I hate you. What if Lucas is listening? You just ruined it.
Who's Lucas?
Lucas.
Oh, the model.
Oh.
I'm done.
Well, it's not like you're going to be in a period forever.
Oh, my God. Turn my mic off.
That's easy enough.
Yeah, really.
And she was wound up. She goes, you need to come with us. I went, wherever you're going, no.
Yeah, you at a Misfit show?
That's when I lost it at that point. I was on the floor.
I'm surprised you're not still laughing, Chloe.
I just knew if it was a band Kenzie was going to see, I wouldn't want to go.
No. Yeah, I think had I witnessed that, Chloe would have thrown myself down the stairs. It would have been
like
too much to handle.
I was going to see one of my favorite bands. Obviously, it would be something from the 70s or 80s. I wouldn't expect Kenzie to want to go.
She probably would.
Love to go.
Yeah, okay, fine. And we're out by Chloe and Alfie's desk.
Yes.
Kenzie comes out. Anna DeHaro walks by. And I forgot how we got into the conversation, but somebody pointed out, hey, Kenzie's, because Anna speaks fluent Spanish. Kenzie's either taking a Spanish class or still taking it. So Anna asks Kenzie in Spanish, how's the class going? Kenzie looks at her and goes,
just like shoulder shrugs and just like,
all you got was the, woo. So then Anna asks her in English, and then Kenzie goes, oh, muy bien.
I don't think so.
Even I knew, I went, oh, that's going to be muy mal. Because she asked you a couple of times. You didn't have to answer. I'm guessing it's easier to understand a foreign language if you've been studying it than speak it.
I'm the other way around. I could speak a little Spanish, but when it comes to understanding it, no.
Well, then you don't really know what you're saying. You're just using phrases.
Yeah.
Like I know a few phrases.
Yeah.
Ik tenia paciencia,
which means
necessarily have patience.
Okay.
But I just remember the phrase from college. Spanish, few words. Other than that, I'm out. Totally. And I took it for 2 years.
That's basically what Kinsey's having to do, because she has to take Spanish 1, 2, 3, and 4 in order to graduate. Mm-hmm. So you're taking what, Spanish 1 and 2 right now?
Almost finished with 2.
Wow.
And
see?
3 and 4 are at the same time in the spring.
Okay.
That doesn't sound like a good idea.
Yeah.
That's how they do it now. 1, 2, 3, 4, exact same time.
Which one do you take first, 4 or 3? 3 or 4?
Well,
is it like the Spanish 3 is at 10 o'clock? Spanish 4 is at noon?
Yeah. Wait. Oh, no. You know what I just... Oh, wait. Yeah, no. I'm in order. I'm good.
Okay, goodbye. I can't answer the question for you. And if you don't know, we're out on that one as well.
Yeah.
But I threw that phrase out, the IK tenia paciencia, because he went, I didn't know you spoke Spanish. How long have you known Spanish?
Oh, no.
Oh, and I know the phrase.
Well, because you said it all smooth. You mean, just rolled it out.
Yeah, you sounded like the sexiest man in the world when you asked it. Say it again.
IK tenia paciencia.
Wow.
That sounds good.
See?
I'm impressed.
I remember that. And let's have a look. Or let's see. Vamos a ver. To make you what?
No swooshing. But I love you, though.
Okay. Let me see your coochie.
No.
Vamos a ver.
No mal.
Vamos a ver tu gato.
No mal gato.
Mr. Roboto.
Huh? Yeah. You're right. That's where she's going.
And that's Kinsey's Spanish education.
And then, Anna can speak, converse, but when it's fluid.
Yeah.
So we did, I went, watch this. So we did probably like 20 seconds, just a quick sermon. You know how she's interpreted for me before?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, you do the sermon in English, and then she translates.
And even to Kenzie, that was inspiring. I don't know why.
Oh, it was so cool. It was so cool. Do you have one recorded?
You did at one point.
I think I had the one of Chloe when we baptized him.
Okay.
Let me see if I've got it.
It was awesome.
Let me just Google Chloe, or not Google.
Search your flash drive,
yeah.
all your folders, and your daily audio that has like 1,300 files.
Yeah. It's only supposed to be a folder with just today's audio.
Yeah.
But I never clean it out.
Instead, it's today's audio that's got clips that are 4 years old.
I got the audio of when Chloe was sitting at his desk and we started shooting at him with the BB gun.
We can do that while we look for the other one.
Okay.
Ready? Yeah, I'm good to go.
Okay, Alfie's with me. Alfie's got he's holding the camera. And how far away were we? Like 20 some odd feet?
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Ready? Yeah, I'm good to go.
On the spot.
Gah, I stayed! I'm right here! I'm right here!
Close sitting at his desk, and he's got his back to us, so he never saw any of this coming.
Uh-uh.
Were you like shooting at a Dr. Pepper can?
I'm shooting at just stuff on his desk.
And of course, it all ricochets.
Yeah, it's stuff going everywhere.
And then, you know, when he realizes what's going on, then he jumps under the desk.
Ready? Yeah, I'm good to go.
On the spot.
Gah, I stay! What?
shoot my Dr. Pepper.
Oh, that's right. That exploded on his desk.
That, what even, that Dr. Pepper wasn't even mine. I gotta. Never mind.
Doesn't look like. And it's like Clo. He puts Pop Rocks and kitty litter. Close prostate exam.
Wait. Pop Rocks and kitty litter?
Yeah, he does it to Jack with his cat.
Oh, my goodness. Because
you put the Pop Rocks in there, and when the cat takes a piss,
yeah,
gravel starts popping up at it. You want to hear what it sounds like when somebody sticks their finger in Clo's ass?
Sure.
It's Clo getting his prostate exam.
Oh. Okay, toes in. Yeah.
Oh, God, Jesus, you're crying. Oh, my God.
Is he choking him?
One more time.
Yeah, you know, with Dr. Fetner, I think I'd rather be choked.
God, yeah, that was one of the first ones.
Yeah.
Oh,
because I told him ahead of time, I went really push on the prostate.
Get on it.
The exam, really, Fetner puts his finger in, rubs his finger around your prostate to make sure there are no bumps and that it's smooth, and that's about it.
Right.
But if you actually push on it, that's when the party starts.
I got to pee right now just thinking about it. Okay, toes in. Yeah.
Oh, God, Jesus, you're crying. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Is he choking him?
See, doesn't that sound like fun, Kenzie?
I was about to say, and you ask me if I want to do anal. No,
This is totally different.
Well, it's
this
the is same concept. Wait, no, it's not.
As the finger goes in, it's not that bad. It's not pleasant, and Fetner uses a lot of lube. But when he starts pushing really hard on the prostate,
once it reaches,
First of all, it feels like you're going to piss in your pants. You're not, but that's what it feels like.
Weird.
It's not happy.
Mm-hmm. That's really weird.
I can't find the...
I don't have to worry about the prostate pushing.
Why not? What if you get prostate cancer?
Jerk. I don't have a prostate.
Okay, it took a minute.
There was a pause there. I felt the need to say it.
It's because we were all wondering.
You want audio of my prostate exam?
Yeah.
Forget. I think this is the old one. I mean it. Don't dick around back there. I think this is like 2002 or 3.
Yeah.
You sound different. Just a little bit.
Oh, this audio may be sped up a little. I'll watch the timer over here. This is not the lightning round. You don't stick 20 seconds on the clock. You go until you think you're done. Hang on. Here we go.
Here we go.
Hi.
Go.
Ow! Oh! Ow, you black bastard! Oh, stop it! Stop it, really!
Halfway there.
I'm gonna pee! Ow!
Almost.
God! Ow! Chickens!
I always forget about the chickens
part. I do too.
And I don't know what I was trying to say. It was obviously in my mind, a tragedy is going on.
That's the thing, like when I was being choked, I felt like, okay, what would be worse? And somehow that played out in my head.
I still have no idea what I meant. Oh, the chickens.
Stop it, really?
Halfway there.
I'm going to pee.
Almost.
Oh, God. Oh, chickens.
This just random.
Like a 40-year-old virgin when he's getting his chest waxed. Mm-hmm. And he's saying all that random stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe Kelly Clarkson. Chicken.
And I don't care how many times we have it done, you still can't prepare for it. Because Fetner checked us out earlier this year.
I think so. But it seems
well,
weird.
Well, I got
because
one on here that says Russ's prostate exam 2014.
Oh, well, good, because I was wondering, because I'm surprised Kinsey hasn't heard any of these or would have been here for
Where
one of the exams.
I? Maybe it was before. Well, no, that doesn't make sense.
Right.
Well, it could have been a day you weren't here.
Yeah.
Oh, I would have showed up. Somebody never called me to tell me about prostate day.
I think it was, we had set it up, and I forgot what day Fetner was coming up, and Dan just says, all right, Fetner's in the lobby. He went, oh, no. Let me see.
You know what? Okay. I think I do remember.
Just take a deep breath. Still got your
underwear. Bitch, I know when my underwear's on and when it's off. All right. Get some.
What? I'm serious. I'm faint. Like, did I pass out?
I don't think so. You stayed in the same position, doubled over on the console.
I
like
swear
that.
To God, I think I passed out.
If you did, it was brief, and you're back now.
Is there semen in my ass?
No.
Not that I saw, no.
It was nice and flat and small. It's good.
That is the first time I really thought I was going to black out.
I didn't know that.
Am I still white?
Sir, give him some water.
Yes, we still want.
Take some water. Water nurse.
That one made no sense either.
Mm-mm. But you sounded really concerned.
Yeah, I don't know which one was more idiotic. Am I still white or, oh, the chickens?
I think the chickens. Yeah.
It sounded like I had a real concern for what, like, oh, the children.
Yeah.
Oh, the chickens.
Who's going to save the chickens?
All right, give me one more chance, see if I can find Lowe's Bab. Russ, closet homo.
This is fun. Memory lane.
You what?
I said memory lane.
Oh. Chloe Sugarfoot. Chloe Bomb. Chloe Blood Test. Huh? I don't know. Again, oh. I don't label these well. Chloe's Potty Mouth. Chloe and the Mouse Traps.
No, y'all didn't.
Alfie, what was that?
I think that was, there was a bunch of mousetraps either in your office. This is when we were in mornings.
Oh, yeah.
And so Chloe just kind of stumbled into those.
Or did we put them all in his desk?
Either that or his car.
Well, then I got to play this. This is him getting, I think, set up for the day. He just got in.
Okay.
So we got a bunch of mouse traps, and armed them all.
Oh man!
That I think
where were they?
In his desk, in his drawer. I don't know. This has been so long. This was mornings. Right after I got that new recorder.
Yeah.
Like, how many damn zippers does he have?
Yeah, no kidding. What the hell was I doing? Not having a good morning.
No.
Yes, that'll be- It was a long build-up just for a couple-second explosion.
Yeah.
But there were a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it was that big drawer. It was full.
Really? Awake now.
Mm-hmm.
When was this? That song was so old.
A few years ago, probably. 2-3 years.
This file was created on May 2nd, 2011.
Oh, not that old. Never mind.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's gone by so fast, I had to stop. Were we even here in 2011?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. That was still mornings. I don't have it. I don't even know what I was originally looking for.
Chloe baptism.
Oh. I think Anna's done translations for different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, Dan, you've never... Yeah, you were here. When Anna, because I'd give her a copy of the sermon.
Right.
But it's something about if she doesn't know what I'm going to say, then obviously she could translate it. But the more wound up I am, the more wound up she got into it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't matter which way I went with the sermon. She starts dancing around like me.
She goes, yeah. She was like, I can't help it. I feel it like he does.
Yeah, because with the sermon, she can't just simply just stand and just be monotone with it. You get sucked in. You got to give it some flair.
All right. You want a break here?
Yes.
Let's go.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
5:37. Let me check on traffic over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Supercuts. Traffic sucks all across the Metroplex right now. Here's the very worst of it. Let's get started off in Dallas, southbound I-35, just before Manana. Got an accident there in the clearing state. This traffic is backed up back from Beltline into Irving. Eastbound 183 right at Loop 12. Walton Walker got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Story Road. Let's move into McKinney now. Northbound 75 just before White Avenue. Got a stalled out 18-wheeler blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from Stacy Road. In Denton, northbound I-35E, right at the 35E-35W split. Got an accident there. That one has traffic backed up all the way back from South Loop 288. And finally, in Lake Worth, westbound North Loop 820, just before Azle Avenue, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from Mark IV Parkway. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to us by Yahoo Live. Tonight, more scattered storms, a low of 58. Tomorrow, rain continues, and we'll hit a high around 64. Right now, it's 67 degrees at 97.1 The Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
All right, where were we?
We were going through the signs your relationship isn't going anywhere.
Okay. She's a bitch.
That one did not make it. The first one was you never talk about the future. Second was he told you he's not the marrying kind. Number three, you're keeping other people on the back burner. And number four, you have nothing in common except sex. Obviously, that's not going to lead you anywhere. Then
it's not, but you hear a lot of guys when they complain all the time about their girlfriend. Yeah. All right. And you ask the obligatory question. So you're still in it? Why? Oh, man, the sex. Okay, well, if the relationship, you did normal stuff together for maybe 1 hour a day and the other 23 hours were sex, I get it.
Sure.
But it's not.
Mm-mm.
It's a small part of the relationship. I don't know what it is that makes it so much better with crazy chicks, but it is.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot more gyration and speaking in tongues and just a bunch of crap.
All of a sudden, you're hanging from the ceiling.
How did we get here?
Flying around the bedroom.
It looks like a Tom and Jerry cartoon. They were where we're going. I'm getting there in the butt, then she's hitting me with a frying pan. What's the next one?
You have lots in common, but no sex life. That's a problem. Then it just basically like
that's a relationship. You step down. You phase down to just being friends.
That's exactly what it is. No, we really don't have sex, but we love spending time together. Okay, so you're friends. So you can stay friends and go find someone to have sex with.
Yeah. Why is it you don't have sex? I don't know. That when you get to that area, that was just hard to explain to anybody. Okay, you guys never have sex. Yeah. But the other times are so wonderful. Well, how can you feel close if you're not having sex? I don't know. But I have my fleshlight, which is pathetic. You send me as many emails as you want.
Oh, good.
It's pathetic.
I'm glad you got a bunch of emails, too.
This guy sent one. It's not pathetic to own a fleshlight. What's the difference between that and a girl owning dildos or vibrators? I've had fleshlights for the past 13 years, and none of the girls I've dated ever had a problem with it. It would only be a problem if someone would rather use that than actually have sex. Otherwise, it's just the male version of a dildo. He's right. He may be right, but it's still pathetic. There's just something that women get away with that guys can't.
The double standard.
You wouldn't have a problem if you dated some guy and you found out he had a fleshlight.
Honestly, no. I really wouldn't.
What about a sex doll?
I mean, that's weird, but I wouldn't like freak out or anything.
Like one of the lifelike ones, where they're made of latex and they've got hair, nails, makeup that's permanent. Their little mouth moves.
Bye, Felicia.
What'd she say?
Bye, Felicia. It's a saying that the kids have these days.
Who's Felicia?
I don't know. Alfie knows.
Friday. Felicia's from the movie Friday.
Oh, that's right.
Oh.
How did that catch on? Movie Friday is old.
I am
very quotable. How did Bye Felicia all of a sudden come out of it in the last year?
I have no clue how it spread. It just started around here. I know where it came from, but it's, I guess, Tumblr and Twitter spreads that crap.
Gotcha.
Mic's off.
Other things that will show your relationship's going nowhere, you live together. If you're already doing all the stuff that goes along with married life without the commitment, there's no motivation to take things to the next level.
Well, look at Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn.
Yeah.
They've been together a lot longer than a lot of married couples. They never got married.
Nope. And there's something to be said. I think if you're a megastar or you're in the Hollywood circles and you make a lot of money, you live in the state of California, I don't see the benefit to get married. Because you're likely to get a divorce just based on statistics. And when you do, that person's going to take half your stuff. And it's not up for debate.
Well, in California, I think the laws are a little more lax as far as being common law. I don't think you have to meet the three elements like you do in Texas.
Right.
Like you live together long enough in California, you're married.
Yeah.
And there's still people in Texas that don't know. You've got to meet every aspect or you're not common law married.
Right.
Married. One of them is present yourself as being married, even though you're not. Commingling funds and living together.
Yeah.
And if all three prongs aren't met, you're not common law married.
Right.
But there'll always be a redneck call up and go.
Well, you don't understand. In the state of Texas, you live together more than 6 days. Then you married.
Yep.
Dave Dudley, tell me that one.
Not true.
At least Chloe got it.
Number 7, you're both acting like you're single. You're staying out late all the time, hanging with friends more than each other. That's a bad sign.
Does it mention anything about social media, Facebook? You don't update your Facebook to say you're in a relationship or, you know, say happy things about it. They don't mention?
They don't mention that specifically. They also say, number 8, you're settling. If you know someone's not the one, but you're keeping them around as a backup, it'll end in disappointment eventually. Number 9, you don't have your own life. If you're always sitting around waiting on someone else to make plans with you, they have no incentive to get more serious with you. Plus, you come off as needy.
I don't like you having other friends.
Mm-hmm. And then finally, you avoid fights. As weird as it sounds, fighting is part of the territory when it comes to relationships. If you're not fighting with each other, it could be because you become complacent and just don't care.
Yeah, because those are always, if you let everything go, I understand wanting peace and calm in the house.
Mm-hmm.
But sooner or later, one small thing is going to cause the explosion and everything's going to come flying out. All these, and you're not going to get them all fixed right then.
No.
And they, both sides do it, women and men. Women are just better about remembering every single thing we've done wrong since the beginning of the relationship.
That's it's like they keep this mental Rolodex. Whip it out. What about this?
On this card. This one right here. Remember that? February 4th, 2007.
Whoa.
What were we doing? Doesn't matter.
How did she know that so fast?
She just flipped through the Rolodex and pulled it out. See this? And then they hit you with so many different things, you don't know which one to start defending first because you're never going to get around to all of them.
Yeah.
It's and she's obviously mad about all of them or she wouldn't remember.
Right. It's a verbal ambush.
It's like, what, do you fight about something or you just want to list it? List everything. Oh.
I feel like me and all my problems are inside the Alamo. And all the things you're mad about are the Mexicans outside.
and I'm surrounded.
And there's no way I'm going to win this.
Sam Houston said he's not sending help.
You know when a relationship isn't going well, you don't need those signs. You just feel it. That's why I don't think I'll ever get in another long-term relationship. I bet I die before I get in another one.
So why
I haven't met anybody that's really caught my fancy.
Yeah.
When I was younger, let's see, did I go from girlfriend to girlfriend? Yeah. It wasn't really the fact that I felt like I always had to be with somebody.
Right.
It just kind of worked out that way.
Yeah, I know. I understand that.
But as I got older, it's like, I don't care if there are gaps. I'm okay living alone. I like me. Conversation's always good.
Mm-hmm.
I never speak above my head, so I can always understand what I'm saying.
And you get all your own jokes.
I don't have to explain anything to myself on a Friday.
Mm-mm. Oh,
I never say anything to myself that I misinterpret. I can send myself texts, and I know what every one of them means.
And as short as they want to be.
Yeah.
So I just don't know. Settling, I mean, I could settle, and I could be in a relationship right now, but I don't want to, and I'm certainly not going to settle for those things that keep emailing me.
Yeah, because like, at some point...
Man, look at that beast. How big is your keyboard that you can actually type on it with those hooves or claws or whatever it is that you walk around on?
And some of the keyboards, you assume, have to be waterproof.
Yeah, otherwise it would go bad after being in the swamp.
That's right.
But Kenzie, on with us less than a year, getting emails from male models.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm not interested. But that male model that you brought up earlier?
Right.
She's already checked out his Facebook page.
Oh, yeah. Look at you stalking away.
Yeah, I found him.
Why'd you look it up if you're not interested?
Because I am interested.
She swooshed.
Oh.
That's right. She did swoosh.
But she says on his Facebook, says he's got a girlfriend.
Yeah. Mm. And I'm not a...
Maybe he doesn't update his Facebook as often as other people.
Possible.
He may be newly single.
Possible.
Possibly.
Possible.
You're leaving out words. Don't talk, text me.
KK.
I guess some of the photos, I'm on the guy's page, the model. All the photos I'm seeing, the most recent ones are like 2013.
Oh.
So he could have been split up for a while.
When's his last status?
I don't know. My shockwave flash just crashed.
It's okay. I'll look. I sound pathetic now.
It's okay.
Hello, world.
I wonder if Skull has the same problem that I do.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, she gets emails from guys all the time.
Oh yeah, actually, we should ask her about that. I want to see some of those. I want to see what photos she gets. I bet she gets swamp weenies. How about this? Would you like this?
Here's a picture of my weenie with algae on it. You like swamp dong?
Yeah, just like when you're at appearances and they come up, so what does Skull look like? I'm like, I guarantee you, she's not going to want to talk to you.
What does she look like? Sort of Demi Moore-ish.
I could see that. Yeah.
But as tall as Denty Moore. A lumberjack. Porn star, she kind of reminds me of Jules Jade.
Okay.
Same basic body, implants. Mm-hmm. Face, a little different. But yeah, I'd be curious to see what she gets. She may get it from hot guys. Maybe I'm the only one on this station that just gets it from John Carpenter movie exes.
John Carpenter extras.
When you want to go out with me, I'm a celebrity. Just because you look like you were in a John Carpenter movie. The Thing, The Swamp Thing, The Fog.
Misery.
That wasn't a Carpenter movie.
Mm-mm.
It wasn't?
No.
I thought it was.
I think that was Stephen King.
Yeah.
And every time I get one of those, first of all, it's always a nice mystery. How bad will this one be?
You're sort of trying to judge it from the thumbnail? Going, okay.
Or you read the email first. I always do that just to see how they sell it. Okay. And now for the big finale, I'll open up the picture. And it's always. I think we're soulmates. First of all, you're a nut. Just the fact you've fallen in love or you're infatuated by somebody that all you know is what you hear on the radio. Of the ones, the creatures, that send their pictures in their under drawers.
Those are your favorite. You've told me so.
And you always want to be blind copied on it. That would be dan@kegl.com.
Hey!
Don't start it.
I don't like the... Get off me.
You know you like... And they... Another thing that's always a big red flag is... I'm not one of those, they don't realize what they're saying. I'm not one of those normal creatures that emails you. You know, everybody says I'm hot, and you open it up, and you went, you're right, you're not one of the normal, you're one of the more hideous creatures.
Yeah, you're head and shoulders out of the bog. That's everyone else.
I don't know how, who told you? I'm never ugly to them unless they just don't go away.
Yeah, there are some that are very odd because you start out polite and then they just keep pushing, and then it just...
It explodes.
It does. And it really should be. It's like you've been overly polite the first, two exchanges. And then at that point, they're offended that you've turned them down, even politely.
Oh, are you too good to go out with me? And at that point, I'm still... It's like, no, ma'am. I just get emails from more than just two or three people a week. I respond when I can. Well, are we having drinks or not? All right. Let me tell you something, Slick. I've seen your picture. I'm not interested. It made me yak. I keep it around in case I swallow poison. Don't bother me anymore. Knew it. You think you're better than me. I tried to push you away as kindly and politely as I've been taught as a child growing up.
Right.
And then you just keep pushing it. You can't even make, I'll use the excuse of, I'm really busy. I've got this. I've got the foundation every weekend. Going to the gym, whatever. Well, you can't make half hour for lunch. All right, here we go. And then finally they get it and they dissolve.
Right. The sad thing is, though, it's like, okay, you really don't have half an hour for lunch. Okay. When do you want to be mad? Do you want to be mad now or do you want to be mad after a 30-minute lunch or 5 minutes into the lunch? Which would you prefer?
Well, if you could just get to know me.
I don't want to know you.
Right now, as I'm trying to get to know you, I'm getting to know you a little bit just in these email exchanges, and you seem really pushy.
I'm just pushy because I've got a great personality, and I'm hot, and I think you should want to meet me.
If you were that great, I would want that to happen on my own without you having to push it on me.
Well, maybe the pictures you saw weren't my best pictures.
Well, the pictures I saw you in were John Carpenter's The Thing. And I don't like to end a relationship where I have to get rid of you with a blowtorch.
That summed it up nicely.
I don't know what that means.
Go see the movie and then you got it. The only downside, first of all, it's kind of a mystery. How bad is this one going to be? The downside is, do I look that bad to where this thing thinks I would go out with that? And that's how bad some of them are, where I don't even refer to them as human. Where this thing thinks I would go out with that.
There was a chick that emailed me, it was yesterday or the day before, and she was talking about the last time you brought this up with the creatures emailing you. And she said, I feel like Russ sometimes. I'll be out and then some hideous guy will come up to me and hit on me, and I think, what's wrong with me that I'm attracting him? It's like, I don't know, but I'm sure Russ feels your pain. Maybe go to nicer places.
Or maybe it's just the really attractive chicks have said this, and they try not to say it in an egotistical way, but, you know, a lot of guys don't ask me out because they're kind of put off by my looks.
Yeah, they're intimidated.
Right. So I don't go out that much. So maybe you've got the guys think, well, she's that attractive. Maybe nobody ever approaches her, so I'll go ask her. I'll try and stand up as straight as I can. The hump kind of gets in the way.
But maybe she won't notice it since I'm wearing a black shirt.
And a backpack.
Yeah, and a backpack.
I'll drag myself across the club.
Turn my club foot straight.
Yeah. Can I buy you some wine? All right, we'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show. Now you can wake up with him, too.
Oh, great!
The Russ Martin Show. Weekday mornings, 7 to 11. On Talk Radio 1190.
6:05, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Supercuts. Getting things started off in Dallas. Eastbound 635 just after 4 has got an accident blocking the HOV and the left lane there. Traffic is backed up back from around Hillcrest. Also in Dallas, up on I-35 just before Mineta, that accident there has been cleared out. Traffic is still jacked up back from Beltline Road back in Carrollton. Into Irving now, eastbound 183 right at Loop 12, Walton Walker got an accident blocking the right shoulder there. This one also blocking the right lane of the service road. Traffic is backed up back from Irving Boulevard. Into McKinney, northbound 75 just before White Avenue, got a stalled 18-wheeler blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from Exchange Parkway back into Allen, about an hour delay to do that. And finally, in Lake Worth, westbound North Loop 820 just before Azel Avenue, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Mark Fort Parkway. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. The phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Yahoo Live. More scattered storms this evening with a low of 58. Then tomorrow, rain again and a high in the mid-60s. Right now, it's 65. But 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Last story was relationship thing.
I don't know.
Where did that come from?
Oh, that came from actually from the Today Show.
Well, obviously, they had a therapist on. But I think just being around somebody all the time, you can perceive when things are about to go teats up.
Yeah, but if we were then, how is it that so many guys or just people in general are always blindsided by it? Like, what do you mean it's not working?
It's not working. I don't. Which side am I playing?
I don't know. Just, well, here, we'll flip for it. All right, rock, paper, scissors.
All right.
I don't have a coin. Ready?
Yeah.
One, two, throw.
We both did scissors.
Why are your scissors lying down like split paper?
I don't know, but I showed you it's scissors. It's not like I changed it.
All right. Throw again.
All right.
One, two, three. Rock.
Rock beats scissors?
Yes, it does.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. How do you know? I'll shut up.
All right. I'll be the girl.
Go. Damn it.
Who knew that'd be such a coveted role?
You always get the good one.
What do you mean we're breaking up? What do you mean it's not working?
We don't talk to each other anymore. We don't have...
We're talking now.
We are, but it's about breaking up. This is the first conversation we've had in 6 months.
No, it's not. We've talked about other things.
I talk
to you all the time. You never listen.
I'm getting back on the phone.
We've talked about things that you don't like about me, and I'm sick of hearing about it. I'm trying to love myself, and you make me feel like... There it is. All the time.
Well, it's not my fault. Whose fault is that?
That's your fault.
No, it's not. It's your fault for acting that way. I'm trying to make you better.
Why would you want to pick somebody that you hate? You obviously hate me.
I don't hate you. Why would you say such a terrible, nasty thing?
Because last week when we were having dinner, you spit out your potatoes and said, I hate you.
Now, granted, that was a bad moment. But I didn't mean it. You know I say things I don't mean all the time.
Why is it then, everything I say that I say I don't mean, you say I mean it? But you can get away with that.
What?
You heard me.
What you said doesn't make any sense.
It makes... Yes, it does.
No.
I don't want to be in the relationship anymore.
Why not? After everything I've done for you?
You mean two? Every weekend it's a fight about something. How I don't do enough around the house.
Well,
even
you
though
don't.
It's my house.
Who cares?
My house.
So that's all I am to you, is just some sort of maid that you get to have sex with.
You're not even a good maid. Any maid I've had in the past never bitches about cleaning my house. I tell you what, we can stay together. Let me give you $250 a week if you'll shut up. That's for cleaning the house.
How dare you speak to me like that?
300.
I'm not someone that can be bought.
350.
See you on Monday.
And we don't bitch about my clothes being on the floor or all the sink stuff going on in the sink or the science experiments with the mold and everything growing everywhere.
Not to you, I won't. Just to all my friends.
Okay.
And on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and Tumblr.
Do whatever you want.
And Dig and Reddit. And any other social network site that may come in the future. In case this plays in best of.
Man, you bitches got a big network.
Yeah. I always plan ahead, which is part of your problem. You never plan ahead.
I always plan ahead.
No, you don't. The only thing you think about is next time you're going to whack off.
What did you just say to me? I whack off because I don't like making deals to have sex. Well, if you pick up your clothes, we'll have sex.
Hey, that's my job. I mean, roll.
I was just making fun of you to your face.
That's mean. Why do you always have to be so mean?
You made me mean.
I didn't make you mean. I can't make you be anyway. That's how you are.
I was fine until I met you. Now I'm just a phrase on some mud flaps that says dirty, mean, and nasty.
I don't want to do this anymore. I can start getting really into the role.
You?
Yeah.
I'm afraid I'm going to get too method. Someone got to do something to me to get me out of it.
I don't know where you come up with these. You said you've never really had a bad relationship.
I never said I never had a bad relationship. I've had, I mean, I actually, I wouldn't say any relationship I've had was bad. And know, been some that ended badly. There have been some relationships that probably weren't healthy overall.
Yeah, you're right. If I had to go back and think about all of them, I'm just bringing up the bad stuff.
Yeah, because like the relationship itself, that of all the instances you bring up, overall the relationship was just it was just there. It made you part of who you are, therefore somewhat worthwhile.
Well, but, we had a good time, and then yeah. Certain things start to
deteriorate,
surface.
Oh well, there you go. Yeah, then all of a sudden you remember the moments of the relationship that were just, you know, either bad or downright frightening, like when you get chased to your car.
And that's at least one thing I like about me. I don't look back at old relationships and only remember the good times. I'm the reverse.
Yeah.
Like, I'm never going to make the mistake of going back for any reason. Probably one chick I'd go back with. The biggest reason we broke up is she wanted to have a kid.
Okay. I follow you.
And she finally had a kid. She's got it out of her system. She doesn't want any more. She got a boob job.
Wait. You said she doesn't want it anymore?
Doesn't want any more.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
If she didn't want it anymore, I'd be back with her now.
I'm sick of this kid. We're going to the firehouse.
Yeah, that's perfect. We'll drop it off over at Fire Station 51 in Pleasant Grove, and we'll be done. Rest of them, they all ended for a valid reason. And I didn't even want to lie to her at the time. She goes, well, in 5 years, I know I'm going to want to have a kid. Yeah, in 5 years, I don't know what I'm going to want.
Yeah.
That was a big enough deal to her. You could see the relationship start to go downhill after that. But now she's had a kid, and she's got that part out of her system.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Line one.
Oh. Hello, Officer Lonnie.
What's going on, Russ?
Yeah.
Not a lot there, brother.
Yeah, so you're right. I just want to tell you thank you for a good show, man. A good week. Actually, just thank you for all that you do. Period.
You didn't call about anything else?
No, but Alfie told me that you were talking about it earlier. We'll have to sit and chat about that later.
About you?
Yeah. I'm just saying. I'll catch up with you later, though.
I remember we did pull up a picture of you on the internet. I forgot how we found it, but damn. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
You smoking hot.
Yeah, and this is what we're going to get
up. Always good to hear from Officer Lonnie.
Damn internet.
Do what?
Damn internet.
Only white man I know make me uncomfortable. Did he really just call to check in?
When he called, he said, tell Russ to stop talking about this because we're reminding him of all his bad past relationships.
That's the idea. We all bond.
Well, but you do have to remember, they weren't in their entirety all bad.
Right. But we're going to share the negative or the worst aspects of them because those are the ones that are the most interesting.
And what kind of bad relationships could he, Officer Lonnie, had?
That was my thought.
Yeah.
It was probably.
Excuse me a second. Siren. There we go. Yeah, the biggest problem I ever had with relationships was getting rid of them bitches. Because once I gave it to them, man, they were going to be with me forever.
That makes sense. It's like you might have been done with the relationship, but she was just getting warmed up.
Oh, she had to get warmed up. She had to do Kegels and stretching and everything. Because I had a bunch of chicks I dated where it just didn't fit. I'd even warn them ahead of time. I went, baby, this is about to get really tight. Oh, no, it's not. Oh, yes, it is. And all of a sudden, they need stitches and they're blaming me. Calling their friends, well, Officer Lana split me open. Then I tried wrapping their bodies in duct tape so they didn't split open.
Put the bitches in secret. plants?
Still didn't work. It's like a big banana split. I even had them like give me something the size of a vagina just so if I could see if I could get my thing in it. You know, like carry-ons on the airplane.
That's right.
Same thing.
Because if this fits, then we gonna fly.
Be all right. You want to get ready for something my size? Why don't you go outside and sit on that Buick? Warm up with his upside-down bowling pin. See, can you get that in? And work up to that LeSabre. And then a station wagon with the doors open and the hood up. If you get that in, you're just about ready for me, Officer Lonnie. And once it's in, and if it fits and I don't kill you,
if you survive.
Man, I can't have sex with no hemophiliacs. Because once they start, they don't stop. But yeah, if it don't kill you, you're going to love every minute of it.
And if you don't die.
And you know, in addition to just a wake of bodies, it'd be a wake of, you know, women in support groups.
Hi, my name's Janice, and I was addicted to Officer Lonnie.
Of course you were. That's why there's a support group. Mm-hmm. Although most of the women that break up with me, we don't really break up. We split up. They split up. I always want them. I let them see it before I let it attack them.
Yeah. It'd scare a few.
I let them pet it. I let it smell them to make sure it liked them. Uh-huh. And I always tell them, okay, this is big, and it might hurt, but whatever don't kill you makes you looser. And just for safety precautions, instead of using KY, because mm-hmm. I know somebody will get split open, we always use for lubrication unguent.
Smart. I like that you take precautions.
Safety first.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. You're an officer, so yeah. You want to protect the public.
There's some unguent and some super glue just in case. Gotta go.
All right.
I wonder if he enjoys the days that he calls in. Or does Lonnie, or he goes, damn, I done started it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, why did I do that?
Why do I keep calling that stupid, stupid show?
I'm just a... See, I can't do it. I can't get that laid back. Just my normal voice.
No, you need the microphone.
Once I start, damn.
See?
You just go from rigid to smooth.
You just can't stop. You can't fight it. Your voice is this deep. Sometimes I hear myself talking, I shoot in my own pants. That's how hot I am. No, got nothing now.
All right.
Sure wish I could call me on one of them sex numbers and masturbate to my own voice.
I guess we could always record something for you.
Ask me what I'm wearing. Yep, should have stopped 4 minutes ago.
You're good.
It's off. It's still old.
It's off.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to stop, ain't it?
Yeah, because I would imagine, because once you do it for a few minutes, you don't want to stop because now you sound so good.
Yeah, I have to come back to this voice.
Yeah.
But Officer Lonnie, who walks around 24/7 with a baritone.
Just booming. Yeah, can you imagine if a suspect is running and he just rolls up and yells, stop?
I said stop. Now, if it's a woman, I say stop in the name of love.
And then what happened?
And then we'll talk about things. But if it's a man that's running from me, I just unzip my pants and sick it on him. It's fast.
I would hope.
It'll go at him sideways.
Okay.
All right.
Swear I'm done.
Okay. The Dallas Cowboys are going after a fan for more. This is a new thing you don't really hear about. The Cowboys are suing a fan for $7.3 million. In a lawsuit filed Wednesday, the Cowboys allege Don Bennett wanted to watch the home games from a 500 luxury suite on the Hall of Fame level on the west side of AT&T Stadium, paying $500,000 a year to rent it. Anyway, that was what she was doing up until last year. So the Cowboys will not let her use it until the balance is paid, plus what's left on her lease agreement. According to Clint David, who's a lawyer, not affiliated with the lawsuit, said this is the same thing as any other standard lease, an apartment lease or anything else. It's just obviously higher end. $10 million.
Say a chick?
Yes. The $10 million is how much Bennett signed her name, agreeing to pay over a 20-year lease for Hall of Fame Suite 242. The lawsuit states Bennett paid the $50,000 security deposit in November of 2007 when she signed the lease. But last year, she paid less than half, only $200,000, followed by nothing this year.
Well, it's just a normal contractual agreement. You default on it, you're going to get sued, and then sooner or later, Cowboys are going to turn it over to collections.
Yeah.
And you're going to start getting phone calls.
You.
David, the attorney, said she is obligated for that rent through the end of the term, plus 15% late penalty fees, plus legal fees. The Cowboys are asking $7.3 million.
I don't even know. This is beyond my grasp. But I would think the Cowboys can't lease that out in the meantime. Otherwise, the damages sort of become mitigated.
I would think you're correct.
I don't know. That gets into, I dropped business 101, so.
Well, the attorney said it's unlikely Bennett will have to write a check for that amount, but he said that Bennett runs Bennett Financial Services Group in Washington, D.C. Oops.
I wonder if she had, I don't know, what would make you want to sign anything for 20-year agreement?
20-year lease. At $500,000 per year.
Did she get a deal by signing a long-term lease? Because I know with apartment complex, sometimes you get a better deal if you sign...
Like a year and a half instead of a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I don't know. I mean, $500,000 a year does not sound like a deal, but I could be wrong. I mean, she's on the Hall of Fame level.
Does it say how big the suite is?
Hall of Fame suite 242. It's a good size, but I mean, it's not...
What are we talking about, the size of a... one-bedroom apartment, 500-700 feet?
A little bit bigger than that, I think.
Maybe 1,000?
Yeah. Yeah, once you factor in bar, bathroom, seating, TVs, all that stuff, yeah. I'd say about 1,000 feet.
I get it with corporations, and maybe she thought, well, I'll entertain a bunch of people, and I don't know how you ever recoup the $500,000 a year. Now, is it just straight $500,000 a year? Or do you have to pay that and buy tickets?
You know what? She might stop to buy tickets to each individual game.
Because they don't seem to make any deals at the stadium.
Yeah, and imagine how much catering is in that room. Oh.
Yeah, because you may lease the thing, but then you still got to pay for the food and drinks when you actually use it. It's not like that comes free.
I don't know how it works, but I would almost bet it don't. You got to buy tickets to every game.
I'm going to assume you're right.
Damn, Jerry Jones a la carted me to death.
One beer, $18.
Well, that's normal, isn't it?
Yeah.
$18 for a beer?
Oh, actually, I think that's margarita price.
Yeah.
Margarita what? Oh.
$18, something like that.
All right. We'll go $18 for a f***ing margarita?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What comes in it? A chick named Margaret?
It better.
That's just $18 in the stands, the normal seating.
Yeah.
How big is it?
Is it in one of those? Look, it's like you ever seen the half yard beer glasses?
The really tall, thin thingies?
Yeah, it's like half that size.
Yeah.
So it looks.
Is it even top shelf?
No, oh, no.
It's frozen mix.
That. Hey, you know, there's a convenience charge that goes along with it. You don't have to get up. I mean, do they bring it to you in your seat?
In this woman's
suite. No.
Oh, in the
normal
seats,
stands.
Normal stands, you're going to get it.
You got
to
go get it and pay $18.
Yeah.
And I don't get to see no ears or nothing.
Mm-mm.
No lap dance?
No.
Do they check you for flasks or anything when you go in?
Yes. You have to go through a security sweep, and this isn't the Cowboys specifically. NFL-wide, if you bring a bag in, like women's purses, it has to be clear.
Clear.
Clear. You have to be able to see right through a clear plastic bag. You can't bring in like a regular leather purse anymore. A bag you bring in has to be see-through.
Okay. What about a plastic flask? You'd be able to slip that in past security?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Clo knows. Because Clo's got flasks made out of everything.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It is possible to get a flask in that stadium, yes.
Yeah. Chloe even talked about one time cutting off one of his arms and making it a flask so he could get into events.
Man, I got a whiskey leg.
I think he was just talking about one of his arms.
Yeah, but the leg would hold more.
It would, but it'd be harder to drink out of it. And it just looks like you're blowing yourself. At least with the arm, you put the spigot on the thumb.
So you just
like, and you look juvenile.
Look at that drunk baby.
Checking for B.O.
Amputate my arm so I ain't got to pay $18 for a margarita. I really had no idea how expensive it was. Then again, I haven't been to a Cowboy game since my dad took me one time in the 70s.
Woo, you should go. Yeah, go to the stadium, see it. Experience it.
I've seen the stadium.
No, you need to see it in person. Totally different.
I got a tour one day when it was closed. Jed Cloud from Plano PD was with me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we just dropped off a check at Arlington PD after one of their officers
gotcha.
Had fallen. So we stopped by on the way out, and he goes, let's go look at the stadium. He goes, they'll probably get us in. Mm-hmm. And he did. And it's damned impressive.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't care where it is. I'm not paying $18 for a margarita. No offense. And they got food?
Depends on the stand, but I think there are some hamburgers, I don't say, are like $10, $12
yeah.
for like a nicer one. And then there's like, I guess the regular burger is probably going to be like $8.
How much for the nicer one?
I thought I would say like $10 or $12.
I think about $12.
Yeah.
How much meat?
It's like a third pound. It's a good size.
Right.
What do you get for $8?
Some like
one of those Castle burgers.
Yeah, it's about the size of a slider. Yeah, it's like a nibble burger.
And this thing looks like a biscuit. Flatten it out. It looked like a burger.
Step on it.
I don't know why it's gotten to the point of it's just. Not just the Cowboys, but for something that's supposed to be America's sport.
Mm-hmm.
That most of America can't go.
Well, that's part of how America works, is it's capitalism and not everyone gets to play. Not everyone gets to go. Not everyone gets to eat. Not everyone gets to drink and have fun.
Park.
Man, definitely not everyone gets to park.
Man, that whole park thingy. Was it cost?
$75.
Yep.
for something that is, let's say 7 times 20 at the most, maybe 140 square feet. That's a little bit bigger, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Say a car is like 7 feet wide.
Sure.
20 feet long, which is a little long. Is that right? 7 times 4 is, that's 24. 24 square feet?
7 times 4 is not 24.
7 times 4 is 28?
There you go.
Okay. A parking space the size of a car. That's $70 to use it for about 4 hours.
Yeah. Unless you get there early and tailgate.
I don't even think I could afford to go to a Cowboy game.
Sure you could.
If I had a family?
No, you couldn't.
Somebody's not getting food. Do they have shuttles to go to the stadium?
Yeah. Yeah, you could go to Hooters, and there's a shuttle there. And there's a few other places that'll shuttle you in.
And what does Hooters charge for that?
I think most of them it's free. As long as you eat and drink something there, you can hop on the bus, and they'll just take you down there.
And can they actually drop you out off on Cowboy property?
I don't think so. I've been dropped off like in the Panda Express across the street before.
We'll take you to the Panda Express.
All right. Oh, damn, we're late. All right, we'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
641, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Starting off in Dallas, westbound 635, right at the High 5. Got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Greensville Avenue. In Richardson, northbound 75, right at Spring Valley, got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from the High 5. Into Irving now. Actually, let's go to McKinney, northbound 75, just before White Avenue. Got a stalled-out 18-wheeler blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from Exchange Parkway. Now into Irving, eastbound 183, right at Loop 12, Walton Walker. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. That one has you backed up back from Irving Boulevard. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Yahoo Live. More scattered storms tonight with a low of 58. Tomorrow, rain and a high in the mid-60s. Right now, it's 65, but 97.1 to Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Hey there, Marky Diggle.
Hello, Russ. Hello, everyone.
What do you got this week?
We have Samantha is with me. So it's Samantha and I today. Johnny's off today.
Okay, just one dog?
Yes, just one dog.
Okay. What kind of dog is Samantha?
She's a pit mix, 2 years old. Like maybe a pit corgi mix, we're thinking. If you look at those ears, chocolate covered, got white socks on each paw, and some white markings on her chest.
And she's stupid cute.
Yeah.
I came from the bathroom, came around the corner, and Mark was standing outside the studio door, and Samantha just looking at the hall just like, hey. Have you seen you got a good look at Russ?
She's a cutie. Her eyes will get you every time.
Yep.
So the backstory on her is that Samantha was hanging out at a cheap hotel, being fed by different people that were kind of hanging around the cheap hotel. So anyway,
what kind of people?
Well, I don't know. I wasn't there. So, but anyway, she ended up in a shelter after that and on death row. Eventually, and we pulled her on the day that she was supposed to be put down. So, and there she is now.
You must have just fed her because I gave her one of these bacon strips and she didn't want it.
I don't think she's missed many meals since she's been with us. If you look at her,
she's healthy.
Yes.
Is she about the right weight? Because I know a lot of times the dogs will come in and you go, they probably need to put on another 7-8 pounds.
She was thin when when she ended up in Paws in the City, but she's 53 pounds now, and I would say she is. Fully where she needs to be, if maybe even lose a pound or two. So she's done well. She's filled out very quickly.
And how old? Okay, great. I gave her a treat. She didn't want it. Now she starts digging through the trash.
Well, she's independent.
And how old do you think she is?
She's 2 years old. So, and
Samantha. Is that her name?
Yes, Samantha.
Samantha, come here. Come on.
So Samantha is she was pretty reserved when
Girl.
first got her, kind of just not trusting, and she's really livened up ever since. In the 2 months we've had her, I mean, she's just a sweetheart now. I mean, she plays with other dogs. She's good with people. She's very trusting to women, and she's getting better and better around men. So,
you think she was abused by a male?
It was pretty obvious to us that she probably was of some type of abuse, because when 2 months ago she was very standoffish towards men, and she's come around a lot since then.
How is she with kids? Any idea?
She's great with kids. We've had her around kids, and she's staying in a boarding facility right now and plays with all kinds of different dogs. So we know she's great with all dogs.
And if any of them give her any lips, she's got that low center of gravity. You'll knock anything off its feet.
She is solid, that's for sure.
I mean, it's 53 pounds, but she's not taller than a foot and a half.
Well, you make her sound like Danny DeVito on all fours.
Yeah, but she's really cute. It's like if Danny DeVito was really cute.
And female.
Well, that also helps.
Alfie, she got a lot of torque.
She does. She's pulling pretty good.
She's not dragging him around the studio the way that some of the other dogs that we've seen up here will do. She's actually just kind of hanging out. She's just exploring things, but then just with that stupid, cute look on her face.
Why is it every time you say that, I think of Kenzie?
It's kind of what I mean.
That's a compliment. Don't give me the face. You're stupid cute. You're cute, and you understand the rest.
she can't even be mad. She's laughing.
Okay, is Samantha going to be out anywhere this weekend?
She is. She's going to be at a winery tomorrow. If you want to enjoy a glass of wine and check her out, she's going to be at the San Martino Vineyard in Rockwall on tomorrow. And it's an adoption event. It's from 2 to 5 p.m. Once again, the San Martino Winery and Vineyard in Rockwall. And it's an adoption event. We're going to have a number of dogs there, including Samantha.
Who is it? Who is it?
We also have an event Sunday night.
She could give.
She looked up. See squirrels? You'll see squirrels?
I'm afraid if you get something she really hates, she's going to fly across the room. What about locusts?
I'm sorry. Good.
And so we also have an event on Sunday night. It's a fundraiser at the Bowen House, which is a pub on McKinney Avenue in Uptown from 8:30 to 10:30. It's a movie night fundraiser, and they're dog friendly. You can bring your dog and watch Lady and the Tramp with your dog for a fundraiser. And the proceeds from the night go to Paws of the City. So, and Kenzie, it sounds like you're ready to go to the show there. So, good.
All right.
Once again, the adoption event is tomorrow. And that the fundraiser I just mentioned is Sunday night, but the adoption event tomorrow is at the San Martino Vineyard, 2 to 5 p.m. in Rockwall. And Samantha will be there along with many other adoptable dogs from Paws of the City.
Are you going to be there?
I will be there.
You're going to be wearing that shirt that you have that I like?
No, it's not. No, I will be wearing that one. If you come. If you're...
Oh, if you wear that shirt, if you'll come. Oh, there it is.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
6:55, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Yahoo Live. Traffic blows right now. Here's the worst of it. Starting off in Dallas, southbound I-35, just before Continental Avenue. Got an accident blocking pretty much everything but the center lane. Traffic's completely stopped back from the 35-183 split. Also in Dallas, southbound I-35, after Royal Lane, got an accident blocking the two center lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Valley View. Into Mesquite, northbound 635, just after Military Parkway, got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic's backed up back from Bruton Road. In Richardson, northbound 75, right at Spring Valley, got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic's backed up back from the High 5. And finally, in McKinney, northbound 75, just before White Avenue, got a stalled out 18-wheeler blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from Exchange Parkway. Join Clo in the United States Marine Corps tonight at Trees in Dallas for the 6th annual Toys for Tots Toy Drive. Tickets start at just $9.71. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Scattered storms continue tonight with a low of 58. Then tomorrow, rain and a high of 64. Right now, 65. But 97.1, the Eagle.
back to the Russ Martin Show.
What do we have left?
The Pope. Pope Francis confirmed a short while ago that he is going to make his first papal visit, or papal, however you want to say it, to the United States with a trip to Philadelphia next September. You know, because of all the cities you want to visit.
I want to see that crack the bell thing.
Mm-hmm. Francis's announcement ended months of lobbying and speculation. It will be the second papal visit to Philadelphia. John Paul II celebrated Mass there in 1979. It'll be the first time a pope has visited the U.S. in 8 years. Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter called it a joyous day and said Francis's visit would be the largest event in the city's modern history.
As mayor, it makes me want to shoot in my pants.
I bet it does.
And you know what that would make?
You want me to say it?
No. Don't have to.
Yep. I think everyone got it.
Kenzie didn't.
His last name is Nutter.
Got that one.
And then if he shot in his own pants, he would be left with...
Got... Yeah, wait. Yeah. Wait, is it funny?
Obviously not.
No, okay, I'm still missing something.
Thank... It's a type of cookie.
No, I know that.
I know what she's... She's putting Nutter and a different word together.
Oh. Butter, butter?
There you go.
Oh!
Hey, yay.
I like that one. Okay.
Golf clap.
Yeah. Yeah, what you're thinking, I would not eat.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Anyway, Mayor Nutter, Pennsylvania Governor Tom Corbett, and Philadelphia Archbishop Charles Shepherd met with Francis at the Vatican and personally invited him to the city in March. The Pope is also expected to visit New York and Washington, but Vatican officials would not confirm those legs of the trip just yet.
Oh, yes, I will be going there.
Oh, that's so exciting, Pope. We'd be so excited to have you.
It is a part of my road trip. Give me a second while I get to my PA system.
Okay.
Please welcome a great visitor from the Vatican, the famous seer, sage, all-knowing, all-seeing, and former master of ceremonies at James Brown's Boo Boo Kitty Dance Party. Ladies and gentlemen, Pope Nack, the Magnificent.
Thank you. Do you have the envelopes?
I do, Pope. I hold in my hand the envelopes. As a Mongoloid can plainly see, these envelopes have been hermetically sealed. They've been kept inside of Kanye Twitty's Pompadour hair grease can since noon today. No one knows the contents of these envelopes, but you, in your borderline divine and mystical Pope way, will ascertain the answers, having never before seen the questions.
Do you know how this bit works, Kenzie?
No, but I'm excited.
Do you understand the concept?
You are going to answer questions that you have no idea what the questions are, right?
That's absolutely correct.
He will ascertain the answers, having never before seen the questions.
Yes.
How is it my level?
It is good, Pope.
Okay, I will go with this.
Yes.
Can I have their first envelope, please?
You may. Here you are.
I will now hold it up to my head.
Head.
My head.
Head.
And I will divine.
Ascertain.
Whatever. And the answer is a bird, a squirrel, and an Adrian Peterson.
A bird, a squirrel, and Adrian Peterson.
Name three things that aren't as sorry about the using of three branches. Next envelope.
There you are.
A Black Friday deals, a cold weather, and the Russ and Martin.
Black Friday deals, cold weather, and Russ Martin.
Name a three things that always come early. Next?
Yes.
Sure. A shower, a swimming pool, and a Billy the Kid.
A shower, a swimming pool, and Billy the Kid.
Shoot.
Name of three things that makes a Kenzie wet.
I knew it.
Next one.
Thank you. As I hold up my head. My head.
Head.
Thank you. French fries, onion rings, and the Russ Martin.
French fries, onion rings, and Russ Martin.
Name of three things greasier than Kim Kardashian's eyes.
Ace.
I don't know why I really hold these envelopes up to my head.
It goes along with the whole feel of it all. Great Pope neck.
Garth Brooks, Trisha Yearwood, and the Blake Shelton.
Garth Brooks, Trisha Yearwood, and Blake Shelton.
Name the three people tied up in Luke Bryan's trunk right now.
Yeah, that's right. They're never getting out.
I'm a little bit to my head.
Head.
Dr. Thornton's a show notes.
Okay.
Cosmo a magazine. And a commode.
Dr. Thornton's show notes. Cosmo magazine. And a commode.
Name of three things full of
Next.
How many do we have left?
Including that one, three.
Okay. A Robin Williams, a Joan Rivers, and a Harold Ramis.
Robin Williams, Joan Rivers, and Harold Ramis.
Name of three people having a better year than Bill Cosby.
What's wrong, Kenzie? You look a little shocked.
The Pope's act has a to be energy. Mm-hmm. Especially with my tour starting in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's okay. All right, next one.
Morris Code. The Dewey Decimal System and 1190 AM.
Morse code, the Dewey Decimal System, and 1190 AM.
Name of three things that no one pays attention to anymore.
Oh, great Pope neck. All right.
Last
one.
Kenzie, a Dickie's a barbecue, and a fireman's jizz.
Okay, Kenzie, Dickie's barbecue, and a fireman's jizz.
Name of three things that smell like smoke. I'm in the boat, I'm here all week. I tried to fish.
Thank you, Greg Pope. Very gorgeous. Thank you. For more information on The Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for The Russ Martin Show audio archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanOMalley.com, and AlfieCoy.com. You can also find and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram as well. For all things 97.1 The Eagle. Go to KEGL.com. Nikki Six is up next. For all things Talk Radio 1190, go to 1190talkradio.com, where Rodney Anderson is up next.
All right, see you guys Monday.
Later.
The Metroplex.